Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Vigil at the JFK Library in Boston, where the body of Senator Edward Kennedy will be brought later today. It will lie in repose until funeral services on Saturday. The remains travel by motorcade from the Kennedy compound at Hyannisport. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is there and joins us live.
After a mass at Kennedy's beloved home here, his body will make a final journey to Boston, passing Faneuil Hall, where Mayor Thomas Menino will ring a bell. The outpouring of tributes is helping the family get through this, he says.
I'll tell you, he was very sick, and the question is how we all get through it. We support the Kennedy family. They've been supporting us for so long.
Everyday people can pay their respects at the John F. Kennedy Library through tomorrow. Within these final days, scenes that meant much to the senator. The motorcade will pass the church where his mother was baptized. The funeral church is where he prayed for his daughter Kara's recovery from cancer.
I'm Peter Mayer on Martha's Vineyard. President Obama and his speechwriters are working on the eulogy he'll deliver at the Saturday funeral service. It will be a mix of highly personal thoughts and remembrances of Senator Kennedy's impact on the country. Former Presidents Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush are expected to attend the Boston service. The White House is working closely with the Kennedy family on logistics, including the weekend burial at Arlington National Cemetery, where Kennedy will be interred next to his brothers. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
The latest government reading on the nation's economic activity is due in about half an hour. Analysts expect the gross domestic product shrank 1.5% in the second quarter. That would be worse than originally reported, but better than the huge 6.4% plunge in the first quarter of the year. Is the nation's bank insurer running out of money? The FDIC today will unveil the state of its finances amid worries the more than 80 bank failures so far this year have depleted the agency's coffers so much that it could sink into the red. USC finance professor Larry Harris says there is a simple fix.
The FDIC will have to go to the government for additional funds if they want to close additional banks. The worst case is that they'll decide not to close banks, but I don't think that'll happen.
Customers with money in the bank, he says, shouldn't worry. Government guarantees will remain in place. Another American soldier has been killed in Afghanistan. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports from the eastern part of the country that the level of violence has been steadily growing.
A record number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan and many pushing out into dangerous Taliban-controlled areas. Commanders say that's a big reason why there are so many casualties. Roadside bombs are now a greater threat than ever. They are often crude but powerful, and they cause many of the NATO deaths here, especially in the south, where U.S. Marines and British troops have launched major offensives. With days still left, August could become the deadliest month for American troops since the invasion. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Eastern Afghanistan.
Writer Dominic Dunn has died of cancer at his New York home. He brought tales of true crime among the well-heeled through magazine articles and best-selling books. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
His stunningly incisive work on the first and the most famous O.J. Simpson trial inspired a huge new generation of lawyers and journalists to try to become tribunes of the law, but few who came after him had the access to celebrities and the powerful that he did, and he never let you...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A Wyoming trucker blamed for an asphalt spill.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
Showbiz.
Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Supers.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Oh, my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Rename it Kennedy Care and get it passed now in memory of Teddy Kennedy and in his honor. That's the agenda. Let's get to it. Hey, hello, everybody, and a great big welcome. Welcome to this Thursday, August 26th edition of the Bill Press Show. Coming to you live coast to coast from our radio studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., keeping an eye on the continuing debate here in Washington over health care, keeping our eye on the all the memorial services planned starting today for Senator Teddy Kennedy up in Boston and then coming down here to Washington. Well, he will be buried very in the same site, very close to the graves of brothers John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy on Saturday afternoon. Great to see you today, and thank you for joining us. To weigh in on the issues of the day, your number is 866-55-PRESS, toll-free 866-55-77-377. On the website today, my tribute to Teddy Kennedy from yesterday's show is our free podcast for today, and also a great new singing sensation discovered by Simon Cowell and fellow judges on the X Factor over in the UK, a young man by the name of Daniel Johnson, big new star, and we've got the video up for you under today's links on the website at BillPressShow.com. If you haven't already done so, buy a subscription to the podcast there so you can download the show through iTunes on your iPhone, your iPod. Listen to it anytime you want during the day. Re-listen to it. Listen to favorite parts of the show, all without commercials, available there. Your subscription at on the website, BillPressShow.com. We welcome all of you. We welcome Team Press, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. What do you say, guys?
Well, hello there.
Reporting for duty.
Reporting for duty, and Cash for Clunkers now history, but the numbers have come out. It's almost 700,000 cars sold under that program. You know, it really, you got to say.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I know. That's huge. I mean, by all measurements, maybe except for getting the money out there fast enough to the dealers, which they're certainly working on, and all the dealers will get paid for any deals that paperwork that's in the, in process. But you got to say it's a huge success. Hugh Johnson, economist yesterday, said here's one government program that works.
We saw a real increase in the automobile component, and that's a cash for clunkers phenomenon.
Phenomenon. By the way, 41% of the cars sold? Toyotas. So, you know, I said in the beginning, it's too bad they didn't make this. If you want the money. So we were giving people $4,500 to buy foreign cars. All right. Yeah, that's a downside of it, too. But
they were American dealers. So, yeah, at least that there's some good news.
It got the dealers back on their feet, and a lot of those cars sold were American cars. It really gave a shot in the arm to the U.S. auto industry, too. Good program. I think they ought to keep it going. And in October, they're going to start that Cash for Clunker Appliances program, which will be another boost to the American economy. Coming up this hour, Bernie Sanders, good senator from Vermont, is going to be along to talk about the public plan option and his remembrances of Senator Teddy Kennedy. And we'll have a tribute to Kennedy by organized labor by the president of AFSCME, Mr. Jerry McAtee. And Whole Foods, would you shop at Whole Foods when they are leading the opposition to President Obama's health care reform? But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Stories that makes you cool at the water cooler today. We know that pro athletes earn a lot of money. Just how much money or how fast do they earn it? The Wall Street Journal breaks it down to find out how long it takes various players to earn $100,000 worth of their salary. For instance, Yankee third baseman Alex Rodriguez takes him just six pitches across the plate to earn $100,000.
Wow.
Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger gets $100,000 after every 3.6 snaps of the football. Mm. But for someone like Tiger Woods, has to work a little harder for his money. He has to play 11.2 holes of golf to get $100,000.
And I need to do 5 minutes of the show. There you go.
A new study suggests people who spend a lot of time on social networking sites just want...
11 minutes after the hour, I've already earned $200,000.
Very nice.
A new study suggests people who spend a lot of time on social networking...
I'm home. Yes, what? Sorry.
A new study suggests people who...
Go ahead.
There's a study that people who use social networking sites
are
just
losers.
Want attention. The work
no
from,
kidding.
The work from San Diego State University finds 60% of students admitting they use Facebook and MySpace to get attention or promote themselves. Two-thirds admitted their generation is more narcissistic, overconfident, and attention-seeking than previous ones.
Duh.
Yeah, boy, again, they needed a study for that. These people out there on Facebook screaming about what they had for breakfast that morning. I'm looking for attention.
And what's the favorite songs of Beatles fans these days? New poll in Rolling Stone's latest Fab Four issue asked readers that question. Their favorite?
Favorite Beatles song?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yellow Submarine.
Nope.
Come on. Might as well say Octopus's Garden. It's a joke song.
What's one of my favorites?
Is it really?
A Day in the Life.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Followed by In My Life, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Hey Jude, and Helter Skelter in the
hey
top
Jude.
Five.
Yeah. I would say, how about In My Life is probably my favorite one.
I get by with a little help. No? Not
that's a good one.
Yeah.
A Day in the Life, I think, is a good, suitable number one. I'll accept that.
All right. There. Thank you, Dan. Glad you got through that. I know you had a hard time here. So, you know, this is sort of a follow-up to what we were talking about the last hour. I didn't, when we were talking about and putting the show together, I didn't necessarily see the connection, but we were talking about the boycott of a lot of advertisers to the of the Glenn Beck program. And the last count that I saw was 36 major big names: Sprint, Walmart, CVS, Clorox, Procter and Gamble, pulling their ads from the Glenn Beck show because of his calling the president a racist. Well, there's another boycott that's brewing, not maybe as widespread yet, against Whole Foods. Now, I find this kind of interesting. Just wanted to talk and get your take on a little bit because, I mean, I remember when Whole Foods, well, first of all, it used to be called Wild Oats, and then somehow somebody bought it, whatever, and they changed it. But Whole Foods, we were living in West Hollywood at the time in California, and when Whole Foods, Wild Oats slash Whole Foods started, and boy, it became the big deal, especially for people who are interested in saving the environment and eating well and exercising well. You know, it's the yuppie store, Whole Foods. There's one here in Washington on P Street, 14th and P Street. I mean, it's the ultimate place for liberals, progressives, you know, Birkenstock wearing, you know, people to go and do their shopping. It's expensive, but and by the way, good products, good food, great produce, but it's all organic, and you know, it's that big liberal healthy place to go. Well, last week, the CEO of Whole Foods writes an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. John Mackey is his guy's name. Here it is. I've got a copy of it, and the headline is "The Whole Foods Alternative to Obamacare." I'll paraphrase it here. Yep, Peter, maybe we could post this on the website for people who want to read the whole thing. And what Mackey says is, we don't need health care reform. You know, come on. We're not Europe. We're not Canada. We have too much debt right now. We can't afford this health care reform. Instead, we ought to have these health savings accounts that George Bush wanted, which are nothing but another tax dodge for wealthy people who can afford health care. It doesn't do anything about the 47 million people who don't have it. And he says the Americans have no right to, there's not such thing as a right to health care. The fact that so many people have health care, he says, kind of is no big deal. And then he sort of hints that if you just eat healthy, you know, like, and shop at Whole Foods, no, but we wouldn't have so many people sick and we wouldn't need health care, period. I mean, it's just basically a total anti-health care reform screed that, of all people, the CEO of Whole Foods publishes in the Wall Street Journal. Well, the reaction is, first of all, the store sent out an email of the chain to millions of its customers saying, don't panic. This is just one man's opinion. This is John Mackey expressing his personal opinion. Yeah, BS. First of all, I mean, he's the CEO of Whole Foods. The op-ed piece is called "The Whole Foods Alternative to Obamacare." In other words, shop at our store and buy a health savings account, and we don't need any health care reform in this country. So the Whole Foods name is all over this. Well, it's created quite a backlash. I don't know any Whole Foods shoppers out there. I'm going to comment on it. 866-55-PRESS. But some have started. There's a little website that started up. Consumers are saying, wait a minute. This is not what we expect of Whole Foods. We don't want to be shopping at Whole Foods and have our dollars going to fight universal health care reform. What the hell is this all about? We would expect the store to be for universal health care, not against it. And as long as John Mackey is out there speaking against it, we're not going to shop at Whole Foods. There is a Whole Foods boycott brewing here. Yesterday, one of the major unions in the country, the UFCW, United Food and Commercial Workers Union, headed by Johansson, a good friend of mine, used to be the president of the UFCW in California, now is their international president, they jumped into the mix and called on consumers to boycott Whole Foods because the union strongly supports universal health care, and they don't want anything to do. By the way, they represent, the UFCW, represent the clerks and the checkout people and the personnel who work in supermarkets, all the big supermarkets across the country, a great force and a great labor union. And they've called on people to boycott Whole Foods as long as John Mackey still has a job here. You know, again, this came up a little bit when we were talking about Glenn Beck. Everybody's got the right of free speech in this country. But for the CEO of a company like Whole Foods, who sells itself to liberals, to progressives, to environmentalists, as this is the cool progressive place to shop, for him to come out and lead the charge against health care reform, certainly a dumb business mistake, if you ask me. And I think worthy of consumers showing their disgust with this by boycotting the store until the store does something about silencing John Mackey. Let's take a couple of calls in this. We got some time. Lori's calling from Indianapolis. A Whole Food shopper, Lori?
I was a Whole Food shopper, Bill, I'm no longer a Whole Food shopper. You know, I agree with your previous caller. They have, these people have the right to free speech. They absolutely do, and they can say as many stupid things as they want. But as consumers, we do have the right to spend our dollars with whom we want.
Yeah.
And I'm appalled when this article came out. I can't remember, was it in the Post or?
No, it was, in the Wall Street Journal originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
When this article came out, it was sent to me, and I was appalled, and I sent it to everybody I knew. I got tons of feedback. People are not happy. They're very willing to spend their dollars elsewhere. I also did a little bit of reading, and I haven't gotten the whole thing, but Costco's, the CEO of Costco's is in favor of the healthcare issue. And so I've switched a lot of my shopping to them. I'm just looking elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a different kind of store. I mean, Costco is one of those, big, huge, what do they call it? Those kind of stores.
Box store,
right. But I love Costco. Man, I love Costco. But I got to tell you, yeah, consumers vote with their dollars and with their feet. Why not? Andy's calling from out in Madison, Wisconsin on 92.1 The Mic. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
All right.
I just think this guy's an idiot. I mean, the whole point, the reason why people shop at Whole Foods is they feel like it's a positive thing for society. They feel good about shopping there, and it just kills their whole brand. And I'm wondering, I'm all for eating healthy and organic foods. I'm sure that would make everybody healthier, but when you get in a car accident or you get, injured on the job, how's an organic banana going to help you there when you don't have health care?
Excellent point, right. And again, I mean, for him to say that we don't have a right, nobody has a right to health care, and, we don't. And just basically, I mean, he's really, if you read the piece, he's advocating just dropping the whole issue of universal health care, right? And making that the policy of the store as if he's speaking for everybody who shops there. It's just, again, boneheaded business move. Whole Foods, would you shop there? 866-55-PRESS.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Real health care reform will make America a stronger country. That's why Congress has a patriotic duty to pass health care reform that includes a strong public option. Hey, this is Bill Press on behalf of Patriot Majority. Yes, the battle lines are drawn. Republican leaders, right-wingers, and insurance companies are trying to kill real health care reform. So this is what you can do to fight back. Call your senator or member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. And then email Congress with the same message. Tell at least 10 of your friends, family, and coworkers to call and email Congress with the same message. Real health care reform will include a strong public option, an employer mandate, and no tax on health care benefits. Help put America back on track with real health care reform. Act today. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or go to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by Patriot Majority.
According to Javelin Research, every 3 seconds, another identity is stolen. This year, nearly 10 million people will have their identities, credit cards, and bank account numbers stolen. Some think credit monitoring alone is enough, but that won't help stop identity theft or help you repair the damage. LifeLock does both. LifeLock monitors over 10,000 black market websites for your information. They request free annual credit reports and request your name be removed from pre-approved credit card offers. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in their service, they'll help you fix it, up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when the cost to help protect it is so low? The call takes just minutes, and mention PRESS for an additional 20% off. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
AM 760.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. but Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities. Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
The lineup for the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars has been announced. And like previous seasons, this one has a few celebrity surprises in store. Macy Gray, Kelly Osbourne, Aaron Carter, Donny Osmond, and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin have all been named as contestants in the show, which hits screens on September 21st.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Sanders coming up next on the Bill Press Show, talking about Whole Foods. Here are a couple of Whole Foods shoppers. Michelle from Naperville in Illinois. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you. I you know, when I heard this story today, I was shocked and appalled. We have a relatively brand new Whole Foods in Naperville, and there's one in Wheaton. We shop there. My husband was there just the other day. When I tell him this news, both of us are just to hang it up, and I can't. They, we've always shopped there because they have great produce. They're more organic.
Yeah.
They source out more regional producers and farmers, which I strongly support. But this idea that they somehow are against health, you know, even the public option.
Yeah. I know. No. It's unbelievable that the CEO would basically destroy their reputation by doing this. Let's talk to Colleen quickly from Miami. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, Bill. First, I want to say love you on the Ed Show.
Thanks.
Time. Yes, I was a former shopper with our Aventura Miami Whole Foods. And to add to what everybody else has said, I went a little step further. I went in to see the manager. I talked to her about it. I also printed the article. And I conveniently placed it in some of their shopping carts, hoping that
Oh, that was great. You know what? I think that's a good idea. Tell the manager, if you're not going to shop there, go in and tell the manager first so that they know people are pissed.
This is the Bill Press Show. In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546. For you or a loved one, 800-591-2546. First 200 callers for free. 800-591-2546. That's 800-591-2546.
Things looking really good for us right now on the freeways around Denver anyway. Speeds really kind of halting, though. Southbound I-25 up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. Do got a crash accident on 285 eastbound at C-470 there near Morrison. Also got a closure, Colfax, both directions, basically between Sheridan and Federal. They're going to pull you off at Utica and Vrain and get you around that. Got a water main break. Your forecast day, mostly sunny. Look for high around 87. Should stay dry, though. Our current downtown temperature is 58 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shop Mini, now offering special 1.9% APR financing through August 31st on all Mini models, including the Mini Convertible. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com. That's RalphShopMini.com.
Hello, AM760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in to see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
If you owe the IRS over $15,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. You don't want the IRS to seize everything you own to settle your tax bill. And they will. And they have. They have no problem garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. They are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602, 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before, thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
The 9/11 Remembrance 5K Run Walk is Sunday, September 13th at Pioneer Pavilion in Arvada. Proceeds benefit Operation Restoration, a mental health outreach program for military veterans and their families. The community calendar at am760.net has more info.
You're listening to AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
On this Thursday, August 26th, 33 minutes after the hour, it is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Today, the beginning of 3 days, the first of 3 days of services honoring Senator Teddy Kennedy, concluding with his burial here at Arlington National Cemetery. On Saturday, tributes continue to pour in for Senator Kennedy from around the world and here in this country from Republicans and Democrats and those who served with him in the United States Senate. Joining us now, the good senator from the United States Senate from the state of Vermont, who knew Teddy well and worked alongside of him for universal health care reform, Senator Bernie Sanders. Hey, Senator, good morning.
Great to be with you, Bill.
What was it like to serve in the Senate with a giant like Teddy Kennedy?
Well, it really was an honor. I've been in the Senate now for 3 years, and I was very, very proud that he selected me to be on the Health and Education Committee because he was a man who I looked up to very, very much. I think there were a couple of points to be made about Kennedy that many people maybe just don't know. Number one, he was not only a very good politician, he was very, very smart. And by that, I mean... he really got into the meat of the issues of the public policy concerns that face them. And he wasn't superficial about it. I would see him in some hearings asking very, very probing questions of doctors and scientists and professionals. So he was just not a staff-driven guy, but he really was terribly interested in the issues that he dealt with, studied them, did his homework very well, and was very, very intelligent and knowledgeable. And the second thing about Ted Kennedy is, despite the fact that he was known all over the world and a very powerful guy, he happened to be a very down-to-earth person, extremely gracious and friendly. He really loved people.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go to a hearing where he was chairing it after a bunch of kids in the back. Very often young people come to these hearings with school trips and so forth. He would kind of stop the hearing and make note that the young people were there. He would talk to them. He would encourage them to be involved in public service. Just very warm and genuine.
And to what extent, we know he wasn't there physically, but to what extent was he involved in the shaping of the health care reform bill that came out of your committee, Senator?
Well, in at least two ways. Number one, the staff that did much of the work was all his staff. And he has always, and at the present time, assembled very, very strong staff. He was known for that for years, and that remains true. So the key staff, and staff play a huge role in the development of major policy issues. They were his staff. And second of all, he was certainly on the phone, as I understand it, a great deal with Chris Dodd. I know that on a couple of occasions he phoned into the whole committee when the committee was meeting and kind of urged us on. So his presence was felt. And he, in fact, was involved in some of the policy debates.
Now, you know, there have been a lot of comments from both sides of the aisle on the passing of Senator Kennedy, and he had this unusual relationship, sort of like I have with Pat Buchanan, that he had with Orrin Hatch, right? And Senator Hatch yesterday, he did say some very nice things about Senator Kennedy, and then he couldn't resist adding this little dig, which I wanted to play for you and then get your response, Senator Hatch from yesterday.
I'm getting a little bit upset at some of these people trying to take advantage of this and saying we now have to pass health care reform because of Ted. Well, Ted wouldn't want it passed if it wasn't good.
Now, I don't know about you, Senator. I'm getting a little sick and tired of Republicans saying they love Ted Kennedy, but they oppose his health care reform legislation. I mean, he says this wasn't a good bill that came out of the committee.
Well, this was a bill, certainly, that was strongly motivated by Kennedy. You know, I hesitate, and Hatch did this, I believe, when we were in committee as well, to start paraphrasing what Kennedy would think about something. And that's not a territory anybody should go into. But to suggest, you know, to me, Kennedy has been a fighter for his whole life.
No doubt. No doubt.
Universal health care, for strong health care. You know, I think one is a little bit off base to suggest that Kennedy would think that this was a bill that his own committee passed
right.
That was not a quote-unquote good bill.
Robert Byrd, as you know, Senator Byrd, has suggested renaming the bill after Teddy Kennedy and in a way of kind of re-energizing the effort to get this legislation passed. What do you think of that?
Well, I certainly would support that. But at the end of the day, Republicans are going to have to make a decision. And the decision that they're going to have to make is whether the United States continues to be the only major country on earth that does not have a national health care program guaranteeing health care to all people, whether they as Republicans are comfortable with that. They're going to have to make a decision about not acting in a situation where if we don't act, it is likely that health care costs in this country, which are already astronomically high, are going to double in the next 8 years. And they're going to have to decide whether or not they act to prevent the continuation of a situation where some 18,000 Americans die every single year because they don't have access to a doctor. So, I mean, yes, I think it's totally appropriate and fitting that we name the bill after the man who has led the fight for universal health care for decades. But at the end of the day, I think it's not going to be the naming of the bill that makes the difference. Republicans are going to have to go into their hearts and into their minds to determine whether they think the status quo is acceptable or not.
Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont here on the Bill Press Show this Thursday. So, Senator, one of the things that you've called for is for Democrats to unite and everybody and all of them agree that they will vote at least, right, to allow a vote on the Senate floor.
Right.
The vote for closure, I guess, is the real term, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
what response are you getting, and is that going to happen?
But, you know, for me, Bill, this is kind of a no-brainer, both in terms of public policy and politically. My own view is that this nation should join many countries around the world and go for a single-payer model.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, so that the listeners understand what we're talking about. This simply means that we have a program called Medicare, which is working pretty well. And if we expanded Medicare, which is a single-payer program, to all Americans, we could save approximately $400 billion a year in terms of eliminating the waste engendered by private insurance companies whose only function in life is to make as much money as possible, who run a very, very complicated and wasteful system and generate just an enormous amount of bureaucracy and waste. So that's the way to go. But if we can't do
Medicare for all.
Medicare for all.
And, yeah.
But if we can't do that, at the very least, we need a strong public option to give people a choice between private insurance companies and a Medicare-type program, which I think keeps not only gives people a choice, but keeps the private insurance companies honest and forces them to have to compete against the public insurance program. Now, if there are some Democrats who think that that is too radical, I think it's kind of sad, but if there are some, okay, they don't have to vote for final passage.
Yeah.
But at the very least, with 60 people in the Democratic caucus, what we should be united about, every single person saying, sorry, Republicans, you cannot continue to filibuster, 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 and stop health care reform. So people can vote no on the Republican filibuster, rebuff the filibuster, and then if a few of them choose not to vote for final passage, that's fine. We'll have more than enough votes to pass a strong health care reform bill.
Yeah, because under our Democratic system, right, with 100 senators, you really only need 51 to enact legislation.
Well, you need 50 and the vice president, as a matter of fact. 51 right, would do just fine,
right.
And I think we have those votes.
Now, on that topic, I was going to ask you about this. I was reading my latest issue of The Nation magazine last night, you see, which I've subscribed for a long time, and it mentions you're going to be out in Wisconsin. I'm not sure where in Wisconsin. Anyhow, for
Baraboo.
Baraboo, for the Fighting Bob Fest on September 12th. They have a big rally there in support of single payer where they're expecting 10,000 people. So this idea that single payer is dead is not true, I guess, right?
Well, it's not true. And what's really sad is the fact that many people don't know how much support the single payer concept has all over the country. I mean, you have an organization called the National Physicians for National Healthcare has 16,000 doctors who support strongly a single payer. Many polls indicate that physicians, including primarily primary care physicians, strongly support a single payer. You got the largest nurses organization, the California Nurses Association, supports a single payer. You have millions and millions of Americans who support a single payer system, and the reason for that is that if you are serious about comprehensive, universal, cost-effective healthcare, that's the only way to go. So there is a lot of support. I know in Vermont, at our town meetings, we've had three town meetings, huge turnouts. Most people, not all, but most people are sympathetic to the idea of strong healthcare reform, and many of those people want single payer, but it's not just Vermont. I think you find that support all over the country.
Senator, you are way out in front on this issue, like you are on most issues. Pleasure to talk to you as always, and thanks for fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
All right, Senator
Bye
Bernie.
Bye.
Senator Bernie Sanders, absolutely, he is so good on this issue, and we will talk to Jerry McAtee, president of AFSCME, next about Senator Kennedy. Nobody fought harder for labor unions in this country. Jerry McAtee, tell us all about it.
This is the Bill Press Show. Ready for some good news on the housing front? Here it is. Right now is a great time to refinance your mortgage and lower your monthly payments with Quicken Loans. In fact, it may be the best opportunity to refinance you'll ever have. 30-year mortgage rates are as low as 5.375%, APR 5.476%. That means now is a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-719-7422. We're America's number one online lender for a number of very good reasons. Our quick and easy online process.
pre-approval in minutes. Get to closing in less than half the time of most other lenders. And if you're interested in purchasing, rates as low as 5.375% on a 30-year fixed make it the best buyer's market in decades. To learn more, give us a call today at 800-719-7422 to experience the Quicken Loans difference for yourself. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-719-7422. That's 800-719-7422.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Got a new crash, going to make it tough to get into downtown. It's on southbound I-25, blocking the left lane at Interstate 76. Those jams coming in from Thornton and Northland also going to extend for us. Southbound 225, also a busy spot, Colfax to Alameda. Got a closure on Colfax. You're going to see it between Utica and Vrain. Also a crash 285 for eastbounders at C-470. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with a high of 87. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store. The items you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell cheese. We've got it going with our expertise. We sell appliances and that is all. Our giant showroom's like a freaking mall. We've got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatirons Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap will do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com for you.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Sleep. With Senator Kennedy for many years, the president of AFSCME, Mr. Jerry McEntee, joining us again on the Bill Press Show. Hey, Jerry, good morning.
Hey, Bill, how are you, pal?
So, Teddy Kennedy, was there ever a better friend of organized labor in the Senate?
Never, never. Let me start this off by saying, singing is like my saying. I remember him well. You know, there is sadness in his death, but there was such joy in his life. He made it, Bill, he made it fun. He worked like hell. He stood up, as you just said, for men and women, working men and women. He stood up for the disabled. He stood up for civil rights. I mean, every courageous viewpoint in terms of American people he stood for. Do you know, Bill, that we supported him in every political effort in his life? We supported him when he ran against Jimmy Carter, the incumbent president of the United States.
Really? Yeah.
We did. It was AFSCME. We stood right beside him, shoulder to shoulder. And do you know why he ran against Jimmy Carter? Because Jimmy Carter was not pushing in a strong enough way for health care for all Americans. Now, doesn't it really kind of seem, there's a seam through Kennedy's life, and it comes around to today in terms of health care for all.
Yeah, he started in, I was reading yesterday, in 1966. He was elected to the Senate in 62. From 1966 on, he was championing universal health care reform.
Oh, no question. No quit till the day he left this planet. Yes.
And now, do you think this, his passing is going to re-energize and get Democrats serious again about getting this thing passed?
I really do. I really do. You'll remember, Bill, you're old enough, that when John Kennedy unfortunately was assassinated and passed away, that Lyndon Johnson picked up the torch for civil rights and was able to write a record and open up civil rights for all Americans across the country. And I think that the Kennedy assassination, as tragic as it was, contributed to that success. I think the same thing you will see happening in terms of health care. Remember, Bill, that the piece of pending legislation that came out of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, and Welfare,
his committee.
That's Kennedy's committee.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
For the public option. And he was for the public option. You make no mistake about it. I talked to him, I guess, a month before he died, and we talked about it on the phone. He said, I will keep an eye on it.
What do you think of these Republicans today who say, oh, we love Teddy Kennedy, we love Teddy Kennedy, he was our friend, and yet they're the ones who are trying to deep six this legislation and oppose the public option?
Well, I think that's not unusual to see them do
sadly.
That. They don't have any option but to do that right now and talk about their personal relationships, roar and hatch about singing songs, those kinds of things. But let me tell you, what he stood for in terms of health care and these other issues, you go down these other issues, whether it was COBRA, I mean, you can go down them, whether it was the Americans with Disability Act, family and medical leave, and check what their record is, Bill. The people that are talking about Kennedy with such a luster now, check their public record and their voting record in terms of where his voting record was. I wish that it was only half of what Ted Kennedy's was, and we would have had a better country.
You know what's interesting to me, is Jerry Michael, here's Teddy. He was one of the wealthiest members of the Senate from a wealthy family, right? And he was the champion of the minimum wage, too.
Time after time after time.
Yep.
He gave some of his greatest speeches in the United States Senate on the minimum wage. And every time he got up from that seat that belonged to Massachusetts and made his way to the well of the Senate and grabbed that microphone, you knew that the lion would roar. You knew that workers in America had this strong, great voice for them. And, that voice is lost, but not his ideas, not what he stood for. And so it's up to us, Bill, to get out there and carry that torch. No one person can carry this torch of Teddy Kennedy like other people have said. It takes a village. It'll take a country. It'll take liberals across America, but we'll win this fight. We'll win it for ourselves, for the people, and we'll win it and dedicate it to Teddy Kennedy.
Boy, that's the challenge, and you said it exactly right. Jerry McAtee, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Okay, Bill, go get him.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks. Jerry McAtee, he's, absolutely. Pick up the torch. Rename it for Teddy Kennedy. Pick up the torch, and it's up to us now to make it happen. I'll be back with a parting shot about that. Guy Glenn Beck.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Real health care reform will make America a stronger country. That's why Congress has a patriotic duty to pass health care reform that includes a strong public option. Hey, this is Bill Press on behalf of Patriot Majority. Yes, the battle lines are drawn. Republican leaders, right-wingers, and insurance companies are trying to kill real health care reform. So this is what you can do to fight back. Call your senator or member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. And then email Congress with the same message. Tell at least 10 of your friends, family, and coworkers to call and email Congress with the same message.
Real health care reform will include a strong public option, an employer mandate, and no tax on health care benefits. Help put America back on track with real health care reform. Act today. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or go to my website, billpressshow.com. Paid for by Patriot Majority.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach one?
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
It's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, August 27th, boy, I've been saying 26th all day, it's the 27th, my parting shot for today, real men never say I'm sorry. Well, at least not if you work for Fox News. Hey, you never heard Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity apologize for any of their outrageous statements, did you? Well, you won't hear Glenn Beck apologize either. Back on July 28th, he called President Obama a racist. He didn't just hint at it. He didn't pussyfoot around. He used the word. He called him a racist. Since then, responding to pressure from an organization called Color of Change, some 36 corporations have stopped advertising on the Glenn Beck Show. Big names, including Sprint, Walmart, CVS, Clorox, and Best Buy. So what does Beck do? Instead of simply apologizing to Obama, he attacks again, accusing Van Jones, one of the original founders of Color of Change, of being a communist and a committed revolutionary, which is totally absurd. Jones left the organization 2 years ago, has been named one of the most 100 influential Americans by Time magazine, and is now in charge of green jobs for the Obama administration. So instead of trying to ruin the reputation of anybody else, why doesn't Glenn Beck just admit he made a mistake and say, Mr. President, I'm sorry? Yeah, but of course, it would take a real man to say that. Thanks for being with us today. Tomorrow, Congressman Joe Sestak from Pennsylvania. We'll see you on the radio with Joe tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
If you owe the IRS over $15,000 in VAT taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. You don't want the IRS to seize everything you own to settle your tax bill. And they will. And they have. They have no problem garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. They are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800 1-800-755-9602, 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Barry Vagnotto, live in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Edward Kennedy's seaside home where his body now rests, his first office as a prosecutor, the church where his mother, Rose, was baptized and eulogized, all part of the plan for the final tributes to the senator. Everyday people can view his body for 2 days in Boston. Mayor Thomas Menino will ring a bell as the Kennedy motorcade passes Faneuil Hall. President Obama will speak at the funeral Saturday. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch will miss his Democratic friend.
He loved the Senate. He loved the combat, day in, day out combat. He loved being the leading liberal in the Senate.
Democratic leaders want the law here changed so the governor can appoint a temporary replacement, Politico senior editor David Mark.
State lawmakers are now considering changing the process so a temporary appointment could be made and you could get another senator, presumably a Democrat, down there to serve and be part of these health care votes.
I'm Barry Bagnotto, live in Hyannis, Massachusetts, with more CBS News. Here's Frank Setapani.
A pair of fresh reports on the economy have just come out. 570,000 workers filed new unemployment insurance claims last week, 10,000 fewer than the week before. And the government says the economy shrank at a 1% annual rate in the second quarter, less than expected, while corporate profits posted a solid gain. Economist Joel Narrow.
That's important because now we're beginning to see businesses get back on their feet. They're getting some extra money, and they're going to have the ability to start investing again.
Which would give income and jobs a boost. An enemy attack in southern Afghanistan has taken the life of an American service member. 44 Americans have been killed in action this month, equaling the record number who died in July.
We have unfortunately had a number of casualties in recent days, and really those are due to our increased presence in the area, as well as our increased interaction with the militant forces.
Air Force Captain Elizabeth Mathias in Kabul. If you're on Facebook or MySpace, be sure to pay your taxes. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Why is that, Steve?
Well, because the tax man may be watching. Consider the story of a Nebraska music DJ. Things may have sounded good at that big public party he said he was working on MySpace. State tax agents tracked him down there for $2,000. The Wall Street Journal says a growing number of cash-strapped states are scanning social sites now for people who owe. The IRS isn't saying if it's doing the same thing, Frank.
On the weather watch, Tropical Storm Danny is still well out to sea, but getting stronger as it creeps closer to the Bahamas.
Given the storm track, it looks like the center of Danny will stay off of the Mid-Atlantic coastline. However, it could come very close to eastern Long Island or Cape Cod.
By the weekend, says CBS News meteorologist George Cullen. Emory University in Atlanta is making CPR training part of this year's freshman orientation program. Other schools offer courses in basic life-saving techniques, but Emory expects to become the first to have all of its students prepared to save a life. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Hey, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm with Stephanie, who's getting a new Honda Pilot.
Actually, the Odyssey.
Oh, weren't we talking about the Pilot?
I've changed my mind.
Well, that's okay, because like the Pilot, the Odyssey is also the best-selling vehicle in its class.
Did you say the Pilot seats 8?
Hurry back to the Pilot again?
Sorry.
That's okay. Like I was saying, the Odyssey... Wait, you want the Pilot, right?
Definitely one or the other.
Exactly. The 2009 Honda Clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Based on Arrow Polk & Company U.S. retail registrations, minivan and midsize SUV segments, January 8th through March 09.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Public records show the suspect arrested for allegedly vandalizing the Colorado Democratic headquarters this week was once a paid campaign worker for Democratic House candidate Molly Cullum of Centennial. Republican David Ballmer, who beat Cullum, tells 9 News the vandalism is not what it appears.
This guy that was hammering on the Democrat headquarters was clearly sent by the Democrats to try to make the Republicans look mean-spirited. and the whole thing blew up in their face.
Maurice Schwenkler was also arrested during a protest at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar joins Governor Ritter and Democratic Congresswoman Betsy Markey at a forum in Fort Collins today. They'll talk about President Obama's clean energy policies. Yesterday, hundreds of people in Greeley rallied against the White House's proposals. The Shaggy Bandit is now suspected of robbing 17 banks in four states, and the FBI is investigating whether the latest hit came at a U.S. bank on South Parker Road this week. He's called the Shaggy Bandit because of his resemblance to the character in the Scooby-Doo cartoon. Finally, another moose on the loose, this time in Erie. Wildlife officers tranquilized and relocated the 500-pound female. Sports, the Broncos signed journeyman quarterback Ingle Martin to fill the hole left by injured quarterback Chris Sims, and it's the Dodgers over the Rockies 6-1 last night. Final game of that series this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at a lot of slowdowns as you're coming in out of Thornton and North Glen on the southbound side of I-25 due to a crash that occurred right around 36. Off to the left side, catching a lot of looks. Southbound 225 also very slow after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Speeds through there going to dip into the teens and 20s. Volume building significantly for westbounders on 76. This pretty much 88th all the way towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny, warm day with a high of about 87, almost 88. 88 degrees, cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 56. Currently, we're at 58 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bring it on. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo is August 28th through Labor Day. It's 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Enjoy free shows, too, from the live shark encounter to the lumberjack show. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. Bring it on.
It's time to shop the authority. Hurry into Sports Authority this week during our running sale with prices starting from $39.99, featuring Nike, ASICS, and New Balance. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from top brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week with men's and women's running shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Progressing it.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on Thursday, the best day of the week. Definitely the best day of the week. Wednesday, the worst day of the week. Thursday, clearly the best day of the week.
Yesterday was a good day, though, Dave.
It was a good day. It was.
How was the interview with Fred Savage?
Oh, it went really well. Yeah, I interviewed Fred Savage for my book yesterday after the show. I was still a little buzzed from the
No doubt.
Breckenridge Brewfest here in studio. But I interviewed Fred Savage about the Wonder Years, about the 80s, about his current work today. My book is sort of about the intersection between the 80s and today's politics. And so it was really cool. The coolest part about interviewing Fred Savage was, like, I don't know, it's like that voice. You know, he's got a really distinct voice. It's that kind of raspy voice that he's always had. And it was just, it's always kind of weird to meet people or talk to people that you've been watching on TV. And you ask them a question, and they answer. You're not watching a recording of it. You're actually conversing with the same voice you've been watching.
Yeah, it had to be pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. It was definitely pretty cool.
Kevin Arnold. What was his girlfriend's name again in the show?
Winnie. Winnie Cooper. Yeah, Winnie Cooper. That's a great show. It is really, really a great show. And it made me nostalgic for it. It's weird. It's the kind of show that makes you, even if you didn't live through the 60s, late 60s and early 70s, it's the kind of show that can make you nostalgic for it because you think you're watching the old. It gives you the illusion that you're actually watching what was going on at that time. A lot of news out there today. We got a great show for you. coming up. At 7:20, we're going to have Tom Baker, the University of Pennsylvania Law School professor and author of three books, including the one I want to talk to him about, The Medical Malpractice Myth. Right? You're hearing a lot about medical malpractice. You're hearing a lot about the idea that the Democrats on the issue of health care are not supposedly serious. This is what the right says, because they are not focusing health care reform on tort reform, on limiting lawsuits. And we're going to get down to the bottom of whether that's a real argument or a fake argument. I think if you've listened to the show, you know where I stand. And that's because I had to look into this issue in a pretty serious way for my first book, Hostile Takeover. The data is overwhelming, so you're going to want to stick around for that. If you think medical malpractice and lawsuits are what's fueling our healthcare problem in this country, think again and stick around at 7:20. We'll be talking about that. At 9 a.m., we'll have on Lloyd Chapman from the American Small Business League about a new report for federal funding for small businesses. It'll be shocking to you where this money for quote-unquote small businesses is actually going. It's actually going to huge multinational corporations. And then at 9:30, we'll have Dan Haley, the editor of the editorial page at the Denver Post. He will be talking with us about the Post's big Sunday editorial endorsing the public option on healthcare. It was a big deal. I was on MSNBC a couple days ago about that and the politics of healthcare in the West. Speaking of politics and healthcare in the West, let's do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
We'll go to our national news update first and foremost. Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah, the Republican senator from Utah, is making the television rounds about the death of Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. They were friends. It's a kind of a travesty, in my estimation, that the death of one of the greatest progressive legislative leaders in American history is making a celebrity out of Orrin Hatch, one of the most conservative corporate bought-off Republicans in legislative history. Hatch making some news this morning on the AP wire. Hatch said that if Ted Kennedy had been well, the two of them likely would have been able to forge a bipartisan health care reform bill. So Hatch essentially doing his best to politicize the death of Ted Kennedy, saying, well, now that Ted Kennedy's dead, there's no chance for any kind of deal on health care. It's pretty nauseating, if you ask me. Washington Post reports, headline, cooperatives record weighed in health care debate. Some herald them as cure for health care. Others question their power and costs. There is a large story here looking at whether the co-op idea really is a substitute for the public option. A government report back in 2000 found that co-ops would not save the government and would not save the healthcare system much money at all. Co-ops are a largely untested idea. And so the idea that they're going to suddenly be a substitute for a Medicare-like public option, I'm sorry, it just does not fly. Washington Post reports the federal government's month-long Cash for Clunkers program ended after having spent almost the entire $3 billion allotted and putting, get this, 690,000 new, more fuel-efficient cars on the road. Now, I know that one of the talking points from the right is that if the government does health care reform like it did the Cash for Clunkers program, it'll be a horrible failure. Of course, the Cash for Clunkers program, unbelievably popular, unbelievably successful. If the government orchestrated national health care reform like it orchestrated the Cash for Clunkers program, we would have the solution to our health care problem. I mean, this is a wildly, wildly popular program. Wildly, wildly successful. Sure, there were some delays, but overall, wildly successful. Back to healthcare reform. Check this out. Mike Enzi from nearby Wyoming, speaking before 500 citizens in Gillette, Wyoming last night. Enzi, the Republican, took flack from colleagues and voters for participating in bipartisan health care reform negotiations on the Senate Finance Committee and quickly gave up his secret. Quote, if I hadn't been involved in this process as long as I have and to the depth as I have, you would already have national health care, he said. It's not where I get Democrats to compromise. It's what I get them to leave out. So this is basically an admission by the top Republican negotiator in the U.S. Senate that he is obstructing health care. The Republicans are obstructing health care. As he said, if he hadn't been involved in the process, we would already have national health care. He also goes on to say that he is not looking for compromise. His entire goal is to get them to take things out of the bill. So if there's any evidence, any proof needed, any more proof needed to show that the Republicans are not interested in health care reform, I don't know what you could need. I mean, this guy is on record now saying that they are not interested in compromise. Wall Street Journal reports anti-abortion groups are gearing up for a battle in the fall over the health care legislation. Most versions of the Democratic health plan would create subsidies for lower-income people to buy private health insurance. If that insurance includes coverage for abortion, as some private plans do, the Wall Street Journal says that anti-abortion groups argue that that effectively means federal taxpayers are subsidizing abortion. Of course, we went over this a couple days ago. This is exactly what Doug Lamborn is claiming in taxpayer-sponsored letters to his constituents. The House Democratic proposal, of course, has passed amendments largely banning any, not just direct subsidies for abortion, but even indirect stuff. I mean, this idea that health care reform is going to subsidize abortions, it's so patently absurd. The Politico reports Senator Ted Kennedy's death could shift the winds for a reviled Wall Street if the Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd decides to assume the chairmanship of the Health Committee. The next in line for the job at the Banking Committee would be South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson, a third-term senator who is one of the financial service industry's biggest champions on Capitol Hill. Johnson taking a huge amount of money, huge, from the financial industry. Also, because of his state's lax regulatory laws, a lot of the biggest Wall Street firms have major offices in the state. So this would be an absolute nightmare to have this guy heading up financial reform. Insurance industry is facing new heat from House Democrats as Representative Dennis Kucinich, chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee, requested that six top insurance company executives appear before his panel to explain how they do business. That hearing set for September 17th. No word on whether those executives will show up. We'll keep you posted on that. Here's a quote of the day. Representative Lynn Jenkins of Kansas, check this out, a Republican. Quote, Republicans are struggling right now to find their great white hope. Yeah, I'm sure that's not racially motivated. I'm sure that's not a racially motivated comment designed to stir up more of this white versus black racism against President Obama, right? No, wrong. Up on the Huffington Post, there's a terrible, frightening video here. Earlier in the week, it was reported that Congressman Wally Herger of California, a Republican, hosted a town hall meeting during which he praised an attendee for declaring himself, quote, a proud right-wing terrorist. Amen. God bless you, the congressman told the man. There is a great American. I mean, this is really, it just never stops. They continue to ramp up this nonsense. It's really, really frightening. Americans will cut their Labor Day holiday travel plans, Reuters reports, dramatically this year to save money in a tough economy. Some 39 million travelers will take to the road and airways during the end of the summer Labor Day holiday, down a record 13% from a year ago. A couple more stories here. Bob Dylan to release Christmas in the Heart, announcing news that leaked 2 weeks ago. Columbia Records said Bob Dylan is releasing a Christmas album. That's pretty cool. USA Today AP, U.S. Airways said Wednesday it's bumping up fees for first and second checked bags by $5 each, and is tacking on an additional fee for second checked bags on transatlantic flights. And our last story in the news update, at least in the national news update, do campaign contributions help win pension fund deals? USA Today reports that more than two dozen firms that have surfaced in a broad corruption investigation of public pension funds gave at least $1.9 million in campaign contributions to officials with potential to influence over the fund's investments. That's a USA Today report, obviously down in New Mexico for listeners down there. That was a big issue down there very recently. Governor Bill Richardson has been superficially cleared in an investigation, but some of his staffers are still under investigation for that. It's a major nationwide problem. We're going to have pension problems here. We got to keep our eye on that as well. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to be talking to Tom Baker, one of the nation's experts on the issue of malpractice. Does malpractice and tort reform, how much of a factor is that in our health care debate? You're hearing a lot of that from the right. Oh, the Democrats are not serious about health care reform because they're not cracking down on trial lawyers. They're not cracking down on medical malpractice suits. We're going to find out the real story about how much of an issue that is in health reform with one of the nation's leading experts. I heard Mike Rosen ranting and raving about this yesterday on 850 KOA. This is the new right-wing talking point, and we're going to debunk it with one of the nation's leading experts after the break. And then later on in this hour, I'll give you a Colorado news update. Betsy Markey making a very controversial comment on Medicare. You're going to want to stick around for that. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Stop-and-go jams, Dave, all the way from 120th to I-76 on southbound 25. Still got that single vehicle crash blocking the left-hand lane. Really making it tough to get into downtown today, all the way back at 120th. Northbounders, not so bad for us right now. You may see some traffic coming out of Castle Rock there at Founders. Both directions to Colfax closed right now between Vrain and Utica. That's basically between Sheridan and Federal. Got a water main break, traffic being detoured around the closure. A crash as well, northbound Parker at 225. The forecast, mostly sunny, perhaps a few stray clouds this afternoon. Should stay dry, though, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Our current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your...
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Ooh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
That's the power of the Home Depot. Serving the public was not a job.
The work goes on. The cause endures.
For Ted Kennedy, it was a way of life.
The hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
You may or may not have agreed with his politics.
I am proud to be a liberal.
None can deny he fought for America till the very end.
I will be there.
Remembering Ted Kennedy, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. A beautiful forecast here on the Front Range. Sunny for the next 5 or 6 days. I'm going up to Estes Park. Very, very psyched that we got a good forecast. On the line with us now, as promised, is Tom Baker, a University of Pennsylvania Law School professor and author of 3 books, including The Medical Malpractice Myth. We've been talking about the issue of medical malpractice and lawsuits in particular. The talking point from conservatives on the healthcare issue, and I'm sure if you've been to a town hall meeting, you've heard this, is that the real way to deal with the healthcare problem in this country, the major problem in our healthcare system, is that doctors face too many frivolous lawsuits, and therefore that has driven up costs. They face too many medical malpractice lawsuits, and that has driven up the cost of the healthcare system here. It's a seemingly simple and self-explanatory idea. At first glance, you can think, oh, that makes some sense. But Tom Baker has written a book called The Medical Malpractice Myth to look more deeply at this question. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Okay, so when I wrote my book called Hostile Takeover a couple of years ago, I looked into this issue. It's not all about medical malpractice, but then I just want to read for our audience what I found, and I'm sure you can actually build on it farther. What I found was a couple of things. The Kaiser Family Foundation found in 2005 that the number of malpractice claims per doctor had actually declined over the last 12 years when that study was put out. In fact, even the industry-funded American Tort Reform Association, whose major goal is to limit lawsuits, was forced to admit that the much-talked-about lawsuit crisis simply does not exist. They told the LA Times in 2004, quote, "There is no question that it is very rare that frivolous lawsuits are brought against doctors." That's the American Tort Reform Association. So my question for you is, what percentage of our healthcare system as a whole, if you can answer this in any kind of way, what percentage of our healthcare costs as a whole intersect in any way with medical malpractice, the medical malpractice issue? And is there any veracity to the conservative claims that medical malpractice lawsuit reform would substantially lower costs as part of healthcare reform?
Let me start with the latter question, and I'm going to, for the first time, say publicly that that's just a lie. It's just a lie. I'm a law professor. I've spent my whole career doing academic research. I don't bring tort reform. I don't bring tort lawsuits. My father's a doctor. My father-in-law is a doctor. By the way, my great-grandfather was a congressman from Colorado.
Oh, wow, really?
Edward Thomas Taylor.
Very interesting.
So I'm not an advocate. I teach. And I wrote this book called The Medical Malpractice Myth in the naive belief that if I wrote, a long, not that long, but, 180-page book that was easy to understand, that discussed every single study, and that laid it out, that I could persuade people of what was true, namely that at the largest you know, if you want to count dollars in the way that's most favorable to those who think that tort liability actually explains health care costs in America, if you want to count it the most favorable to them, you're talking about 1.5% and of the health care dollars. And the thing to keep in mind about that is, and by the way, I like the way you asked the question, is because even that 1.5% is a lot of that money. It's money that's going from people who caused injuries to people who were injured. So that's not a cost. That's a transfer payment. So the idea that...
In other words, let me stop you there for a second.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that even that 1.5%, there is a sizable chunk of that that's quite legitimate.
Oh, that's totally legitimate. I mean, why do people keep saying this lie? What I said is a lie. And there's really three categories of people, I think. There's one category of people who know better and who are just lying. There's a second category of people, and this would be where I put most of the congressmen at the town hall meetings, which is where they really ought to know better, but they don't want to find out the right answer. And so they just continue perpetuating this myth. And then there's the third category, which I think is most doctors, because they're frankly just too busy, you know, taking care of patients
mm-hmm.
to really look at the research, where it's just wishful thinking. In other words, they wish that it was as simple to solve as just get rid of tort lawsuits and all of a sudden, you know, healthcare will be affordable in America. But not true.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of doctors, nobody likes being sued. Nobody likes the threat of being sued. And I think that a lot of doctors, it's easy to simply, in your own mind, if the person coming after you or the group of people coming after you are lawyers, it's easy as a doctor to say, well, the lawyers are the ones who are causing a huge bulk of my problems. We're talking to Tom Baker. He's a University of Pennsylvania Law School professor and author of the book The Medical Malpractice Myth. And, you know, the thing with this is that I also looked into, and I'm sure you did too, the idea that if you cap damages, if you limit lawsuits, if you limit malpractice lawsuits, that may be fine. But the problem is that what's happened in places where that has, where the ideal, the most ideal conservative in the conservative mind, tort reform has happened, medical malpractice premiums for physicians have not gone down. I found in the state of California passed a series of laws in 1975 that capped damages for victims of medical malpractice. And 13 years later, insurance companies were charging doctors 450% more for malpractice coverage. In Ohio, the Cincinnati Inquirer reported in 2004 that more than a year after the state's malpractice cap took effect, doctors are paying more for medical malpractice insurance coverage than ever. In Texas, the nation's largest malpractice insurance company actually raised physicians' premiums by 19% just 6 months after Texas enacted a cap on malpractice awards. Now, in your research, and this is my theory, but I'm curious if you've found this, is this because basically when you cap damages, when you limit the amount that can be paid out, and you don't couple that with insurance reform, what the insurance companies do is simply pocket the difference? Is that what's going on?
Well, I mean, there's a short-term and a long-term phenomenon here. In the short-term, medical malpractice insurance premiums are not very responsive one way or another to tort law because there's an insurance business underwriting cycle that I've actually studied carefully, and it's one of the chapters in the book is about that. I used to run something called the Insurance Law Center at the University of Connecticut, and I also teach insurance at the Wharton School, so I'm not just a law professor. But so in the short run, I think there's a lot to what you said. In the long run, it is the case that medical liability insurance premiums do go down in response to changes in tort reform. It's just simple math, and the other side of that, though, is that in states like California, where there's been damage caps for a long time, what the research shows is that people who are injured are less likely to be able to bring a lawsuit, particularly if their injury is something that doesn't cause them monetary damage, like say a woman who can't have a baby because of something that her gynecologist did, or an older person who was, knocked off the bed in the hospital. You know, those kind of claims where the primary thing that you could recover in an ordinary tort system would be something for the injured to your dignity, your pain, and suffering. With damage caps, you can't do that. So what damage caps do in the long run is, yes, they do reduce premiums for doctors, but at the expense of people who are most vulnerable, the elderly, the poor, women, people who can make less money.
And is the decline over the long haul, and I am very interested in getting to the bottom of this, because first you have to remember we're talking about 1 to 1.5% of total medical expenditures. That's what we're talking
right.
about.
Right.
But the premium declines over the long haul, are they substantial? Are they, I mean, are we talking
no,
about...
No, the question is what you mean by substantial, because one of the things that absolutely doesn't change with tort reform is doctors feeling that they're besieged and the feeling that they're being paid too much. That in the last insurance crisis took place a few years ago. That was what prompted me to write my book, which was published in 2005. And until the AMA, the American Medical Association, got its act together, doctors in California were screaming about how terrible their runaway medical malpractice insurance premiums were. And then the AMA realized, oh, gosh, we can't have the doctors in California saying that, because California's had damage caps since 1970.
Right. So my point is that sure, it may create some long-term decline, but in terms of what physicians are upset about, we're not talking about the kinds of, it doesn't sound like, at least in their mind, we're not talking about the kinds of declines that they would think were really markedly substantial.
No, and that's true. And also, what I just did in my little discussion with you was something that gets sort of honest academics in trouble, which is that I gave you the really careful answer that said, well, you know, yes, medical practice reform does, you know, change things in the long haul. And so then the next thing I know, you know, Rush Limbaugh is running around saying that Tom Baker said that, you know, medical malpractice reform works.
Right.
And so let's be clear that medical malpractice reform is not really the goal of this movement. The goal is to relieve pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, other major corporations in America from lawsuits, which, as you and I both know, is one of the very few ways that an ordinary citizen can in America in the 21st century call power to account.
Well, before we get a break, and we're talking to Tom Baker, university professor, University of Pennsylvania law school professor, and the author of the book, The Medical Malpractice Myth, let me just ask you a real short question, which is, are you saying that those industries, because this is what I believe, but I'm curious what your take on it is, are you saying that these industries are effectively using physicians or manipulating physicians or stoking this kind of anger among physicians in order to defend themselves? Because that's what we're seeing on the healthcare debate in general, I think.
No, it absolutely. And in my book, I call it Hiding Behind the White Coat, that this is about using doctors. And that's what ultimately, you know, has persuaded my father, my father-in-law, physicians that I actually get to talk to, who don't just, you know, hear the hype. I have unfailingly been able to persuade them of the truth of what you and I are talking about.
This is a really important point here, because we're seeing the insurance industry right now and the pharmaceutical industry using protesters about healthcare to defend their interests, and in the malpractice issue, the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry are using physicians to defend not physicians' interests but those industries' interests. Okay, Tom Baker, can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
Okay, great. After the break, we're going to talk more to Tom Baker about his book, The Medical Malpractice Myth. My question will be, and this is what you hear also, and I'll preview it now. You'll hear from physicians who'll say, well, wait a minute. You know, sure, my malpractice insurance premiums, I don't like paying them, and sure, okay, fine, it's only 1.51% of total health care spending, but what about defensive medicine? You hear that a lot. Well, aren't doctors, because they're afraid of lawsuits, driving up costs in ways that can't be accounted? That's another argument you hear, and we'll be going through that after the break, so stick around. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin at 7:38. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, it's just a brutal one out there, beginning 136th Avenue, southbound I-25. Got a couple different accidents. Got the first one on the southbound side near 36 and I-76. Then a multi-vehicle accident. The backup's near 84th. One of our listeners reported seven cars there, and that is blocking the middle portion of the highway. So between 136th and I-76, just totally brutal, single-digit speeds. Avoid it if you can. Also got an accident center lane blocked northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Washington Street is where the backups begin for that accident. Southbound 225, stop and go from Parker Road down to 25. And if you're out on Colfax on the west end, got a little closure due to a water main break. It's between Vrain and Utica. That's basically Sheridan and Federal. Got a couple more accidents. Colfax in Colorado, northbound Parker at 225. That's in the cleanup phase. And finally, Kipling and Hamden. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm at the high of 87. Right now, 62 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Join Colorado Technical University's complimentary career event. Learn professional self-marketing skills to assist you in your job search. Call now to RSVP August 22nd at the Denver Tech Center or at their Westminster campus on August 29th. Call 888-901-8555.
Win a new Vespa scooter from AM760, Sportique Scooter.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' dance can now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are $6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Price is not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
It's football season. Now, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
Do 887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in healthcare for over 40 years. Get the healthcare you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free no obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
AutoZone. These are the hottest days of summer and the hardest on your engine. So don't skip an oil change. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Right now at AutoZone, get a free Fram Extra Guard oil filter when you buy 5 single quarts or 1 5-plus-quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil. See AutoZone for restrictions and details. Protect your engine through the summer. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And Elite Safelite Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
744 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about health care reform. One of the big right-wing myths out there is this idea that tort reform, quote-unquote lawsuit reform, medical malpractice reform, preventing your ability to take your health care issues to court when you feel wronged. The right-wing myth is that if we limit your ability to do that, you as a regular person, that will substantially bring down health care costs, and the problem in our health care system is that legal right has not been limited enough. And on the line we have Tom Baker, University of Pennsylvania Law School professor and author of the book The Medical Malpractice Myth. He is one of the nation's leading experts on this issue. And we've been talking before the break, we talked about how the whole issue of medical malpractice really relates to about 1 to 1.5% of total healthcare spending. That's what Tom Baker has told us. That's what the Congressional Budget Office has reported previously. I mean, this is a tiny sliver of healthcare costs. Now, the argument against that number is, well, wait a minute. The malpractice issue is not just the amount of money that's paid out in damages. It's also doctors having to engage in what's known as defensive medicine, doctors prescribing more tests, prescribing more procedures because they're afraid of getting sued, and that is much harder to quantify. What's your response to that?
You know, defensive medicine is one of these things that people love to talk about because it's impossible to measure. I like to compare defensive medicine to something that we're all familiar with, let's talk about defensive driving. You know, I teach my kids, I have a son who's 21, a daughter who's 19, another one who's 12, and, you know, before you know it, I'm going to close my eyes, she can be driving. And I tell them, you got to be a defensive driver. What does that mean? That means you're careful. It means that you do things to make sure that other people don't injure you and so that you don't injure other people. Some of what's called defensive medicine is really good. You know, there's been surveys of doctors, you know, trying to get at, well, what is this thing called defensive medicine? Well, one of the main things that doctors do that because of fear of liability is they keep better records. That's defensive medicine.
Well, the argument is, and I've had, look, I've told the audience, and I'll tell you, that, you know, I come from a family of doctors as well. My dad is a physician. My brother is a physician. My brother's been on this show. My father-in-law is a physician. My uncle is a physician. And they would, if they heard your analogy to car driving, to automobile driving, they would say, well, wait a minute. Are you actually saying that we are only prescribing tests because of malpractice? If you had malpractice reform, tort reform, we would still prescribe tests because we care about our patients. In the same way that if you're driving defensively, you're caring about, obviously, yourself, and you're caring about the safety of others on the road.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm just saying that even to the extent that people are doing things because of fear of liability, what they're doing is not necessarily bad.
Well, I obviously agree with you.
Yeah, and I'm sure Atul Gawande, who's, by the way, is one of my heroes. He's a surgeon at the Harvard Medical School. He writes medical articles for the New Yorker. Beautiful writer, really smart guy, careful analyst. He wrote just a wonderful piece that I can't recommend more in last month's New Yorker magazine.
Mm-hmm. About McAllen, Texas.
Exactly. And he goes on to McAllen, Texas, and he says, you know, McAllen, Texas, which, by the way, as I'm sure you know, has one of the highest Medicare reimbursement rates in the country. And he goes in and tries to figure out, well, why is this? And the doctors say to him, oh, it's because of tort reform. I mean, I'm sorry, it's because of medical liability. And he says to them, wait a minute, Texas just enacted, you know, the biggest tort reform going, so it just can't be because of that.
Right.
And so some people are, you know, undoubtedly doing some things because of fear of medical liability, so that might be good. Second thing, it's convenient to say that when the doctors in the hospitals are getting paid more for these procedures. In other words, there's a self-interest thing going on here that people don't want to focus on, that is a much better explanatory variable than medical liability.
Which is effectively the profit motive in all of these procedures, and I certainly agree with that, and I think the better analogy, although I do agree with your defensive driving analogy, I'm just saying that I brought that up, and my father-in-law, and physicians in general, they take offense at the idea that they would be motivated by anything other than caring for their patients. And for the most part, most individual physicians, that's absolutely true. I think the better analogy is, look, we have makers of children's products, children's toys. They fear lawsuits, and therefore, at least in this country, they don't paint the toys with lead paint, right? Because they fear a lawsuit. That's defensive product making. We want that. That creates an incentive that we want. Now, sure, doctors are gonna, maybe there's examples of doctors overprescribing a test or overprescribing a procedure in part because they fear a lawsuit, but the fact of the matter is, again, I just want to read this key quote. This is from the American Tort Reform Association, quote, "There is no question that it is very rare that frivolous lawsuits are brought against doctors." Okay, Tom Baker, again, the author of the book, The Medical Malpractice Myth, the last question I have for you is, what do you think, how do you think we can break through this myth? I mean, what is the way we can break through this myth? Why does this myth still survive? In your work, in talking to people about this, what is the single best way to get through to people that sure, there are excesses in the medical malpractice lawsuit situation, for sure, like there's excesses in everything, but this is not part of the problem. What's the best way to get that through to people?
I wish I knew. In other words, I've made a personal commitment that between now and when healthcare reform is enacted, which is going to be enacted, that I'm going to be talking to everybody who will listen to me to say that the idea that medical liability is responsible for healthcare costs in America is not only simply not true, it's a lie, and that some of the people who are saying this are flat-out liars. Other people who are saying this should know better but don't want to know better. And then the third category of people are people who I really feel for are just doctors who've been fed this story and are too busy doing their job, mm-hmm. helping people get better, to spend the time to read all the reports that are necessary to, you know, slog through and find the truth. And that was, you know, the whole goal behind my book. But obviously writing a book called The Medical Malpractice Myth is not enough, because that book came out 4 years ago and you and I are here still talking.
Well, and it's because healthcare reform is right on the front burner, and it's really important that you're out there speaking out about this. Tom Baker, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That was Tom Baker. Again, his book, The Medical Malpractice Myth. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Got the single vehicle accident southbound I-25 at US 36 and a multi-vehicle accident in the backups near 84th Avenue. Single-digit speeds, 136th all the way down to the site of that original crash at I-76. Also got a crash on the northbound side at Santa Fe. It's sitting on the right-hand shoulder. Also, both directions of Colfax closed between Vrain and Utica, between Sheridan and Federal for a water main break. Other accidents, two cars involved, Kipling and Hamden, one at Colfax and Colorado. And finally, this one at northbound Parker and 225, been around for an hour, but haven't cleaned it up yet. Your forecast, mostly sunny, perhaps a few stray clouds in the afternoon. Should stay dry, though, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Our current downtown temperature is 63 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only.
AM 760 has the Jay Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
side effects, such as headache, fatigue, and indigestion due to dorky sales guys. Dizziness also resulted from complicated financing plans. Consult with Flatiron Subaru in Boulder to avoid these symptoms and see if a new Subaru is right for you.
Thinking of getting a Subaru this month? Don't miss our A Lot to Love event through August 31st. Flatiron Subaru, east of Foothills and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience, including pickup and drop-off. If you need us, we're here. Call 303-761-8841 or go to CottmanDenver.com.
7:54, now's the time we talk to Presidential Brokerage and the team over there. You can reach them at 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. On the line with us, Mike Spear. Mike, a lot of big economic news out this morning. How are the markets reacting?
Well, the markets are not taking it all that well, and on the surface, the news looked pretty good. We saw jobless claims nowhere near what was expected, and we thought the markets would react favorably perhaps to that, but they're not. The Dow, we're not getting clocked or anything like that, David, but the Dow is down 41 points. The Nasdaq's down almost 20. The S&P's down 7.5, and the Russell, which is down more than any of them on a percentage basis, the Russell's down almost 7.75. That's a 1.3% move in a day. And I'm telling you, this really, I think, brings to light. We got blasted with phone calls here the last couple of weeks talking about people managing their 401ks at work. We can help you with your 401k. It needs to stay with your employer more than likely, but we can offer some advice on that. And a lot of people got blasted on the last rundown on their 401ks, and now they've seen a nice bounce and they're getting complacent. Please don't allow that to happen.
Well, now's the time you can call 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. Give Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage a call. It's an up and down ride, and you need a team like that watching what you're doing and helping you strategize for the future. Again, 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David, thanks.
Do you have low back pain on a regular basis? Do you take medication most days to treat your pain? If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
.77 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Beautiful forecast here in the 80s and high 70s most of the rest of the week and into the weekend. I'll be up in Estes Park. Very, very excited about that. Going to try to stop in Lyons at the old pinball machine place. And what we're going to do in the next hour, you don't want to stick around for it, we're going to do a Colorado news update of stories you might not have heard about, including a very controversial statement about Medicare from Congresswoman Betsy Markey, also a death threat to an abortion doctor in Boulder. That's on the AP wire. I'll fill you in on that. And then we're going to open the AM 760 Progressive Dojo about health care and duke it out on this malpractice thing. Do you think that malpractice and tort reform really, really is at the heart of the healthcare debate, as the right wing claims? We will debate that out, and I'm ready for it. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Stick around after the news update.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Selection and complete customer satisfaction? Visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The government says business activity continued to slow in the second quarter of the year, but most economists say that report is good news. The 1% annualized rate of decline was smaller than expected, and corporate profits were up. Economist Carl Riccadonna.
It appears to us that the eye of the storm has passed. While we're likely to see job losses through the end of this year, they will be at a slower and slower pace.
570,000 workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, down 10,000 from the week before. A report that's due for release at this hour is expected to show that the FDIC could run out of cash by the end of the year. CBS Money Watch senior editor Jill Schlesinger says that would be a non-event for savers.
There is no need to worry. The FDIC has access to money through the federal government, so it's not as if the FDIC is going to just disappear tomorrow. It's just going to have to come up with some more money from the government.
The Kennedy family is getting ready for a private mass 2 hours from now at Edward Kennedy's home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. After that, a motorcade will take the senator's body to Boston for 2 days of public viewing at the JFK Library. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer says President Obama is working on a eulogy for Saturday's funeral mass.
It will be a mix of highly personal thoughts and remembrances of Senator Kennedy's impact on the country. Former Presidents Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush are expected to attend the Boston service.
On the CBS News Early Show, Republican Orrin Hatch spoke fondly of Kennedy. For all their differences, Hatch and Kennedy were best friends.
When I came to the Senate, I came to fight Ted Kennedy, and we've had fights all these years, but we've always been able to resolve them in the end.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says there's a lot of interest in filling Kennedy's Senate seat, but Patrick won't be able to appoint a successor unless the Massachusetts legislature changes a law that took that power away from the governor. That was done in 2004 when Democrats were afraid Mitt Romney would name a Republican if John Kerry won the presidency. Biofuels may still have their day in the sun, but that day may be sometime down the road. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Why, Steve?
Well, because lower oil prices and the recession are driving away investors.
Looks like there's some science going on in here.
A year ago, candidate Barack Obama hailed the work at a Pennsylvania biofuel plant, but even with high-octane political help, production has stalled. Some refineries making diesel from vegetable oil and animal fats have closed. Ethanol makers are struggling, and officials tell the Wall Street Journal EPA targets to blend next-generation fuels will not be met. Frank?
People from the Carolinas to New England are likely to notice the weather over the next few days. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
Tropical Storm Danny will act as a nor'easter, so even though the center of the storm may be just offshore, we're still going to see a lot of rain along the northeast coastline, rough seas, very high winds, later tomorrow, right into Saturday.
The Dow's down 70 points. This is CBS News.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits, so I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa Business helps Dr. Jay control spending in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The penalty for getting high in Denver could soon be lower.
Well, the panel appointed by Mayor Hickenlooper has recommended that the fine for marijuana possession be reduced down to $1, which would be by far the lowest in the nation.
Mason Tvert with a safer alternative for enjoyable recreation. The Marijuana Policy Review Panel has sent a letter to the Denver County Court asking a judge to lower the fine for possessing an ounce or less of pot from $50 to $1. There are other fees. Used to be people growing marijuana in Colorado were mom-and-pop operations, but Forest Service agents have discovered large-scale drug operations in remote parts of national forests. Officials found thousands of marijuana plants on a football field-sized piece of land near Deckers. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar joins Governor Ritter and Democratic Congresswoman Betsy Markey at a forum in Fort Collins today. They'll talk about President Obama's clean energy policies. Yesterday, hundreds of people in Greeley rallied against the White House proposals. And another moose on the loose, this time in Erie between Denver and Fort Collins. Wildlife officers tranquilized and relocated the 500-pound female. Sports: Dodgers power past the Rockies last night 6-1. The rubber match of that series is this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a rough ride as you're out and about right now. That all due to volume and accidents. A crash southbound I-25 right around 84th kicked it all off, with those slowdowns stretching all the way back to 136. We're looking at single-digit speeds through that stretch, so that ride's going to take you a while. Same deal for northbounders on I-25 as you're coming out of the tech center. We had an earlier accident also moved off to the shoulder that occurred near Santa Fe. Your delays will stretch all the way back to Bellevue. That drive's going to cost you about 35 minutes on the road. Eastbounders on I-70, Federal to York, struggling just a little bit. Same deal for the eastbound drivers on 6th Avenue. Your slowdowns start right around Wadsworth as you're coming out of Lakewood up to I-25. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s through there in spots. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm and sunny day with a high of about 87 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 56. Currently we're at 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now. Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
It's time to shop the authority.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFoyChevrolet.com.
It's time to shop Sports Authority this week, with men's and women's running shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That
8:07 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm going to post this on our website. Ask Turk to do it if we can. A friend of mine just sent me this link to this photo of Ted Kennedy riding in a rodeo up in Miles City, Montana in 1960 while campaigning for his brother. One of the most famous moments in Montana political history. And somebody dug up the photo from it. I tell you, when I lived up in Montana, you couldn't go to a political event, even now, a Democratic political event, without somebody bringing that up. It was really one of the most famous moments in that state's entire political history. JFK campaigned up in Montana. I actually stayed at the hotel in Butte, Montana, where JFK stayed. You know, not a lot of presidential candidates come out there from either party, certainly not a lot of Democrats. That changed a little bit in the last election, but you got to see this picture. It is really cool. We're going to post it up at www.am760.net. It's just a great, great shot. And I got to tell you something. You know what kind of guts you got to have never ridden a rodeo? and to jump on a bucking bronco. I mean, that takes a heck of a lot of guts. You got to see this picture. It's really, really cool. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to do a Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So we went through our national news update, a lot of healthcare, a lot of things about Ted Kennedy. Local news, a lot of local news. In the economic local news, metro area home prices here in Denver declined by 1% when comparing home sales in the May to August period with the same months last year. Smaller homes saw prices increase during that stretch, while larger homes lost value. The average sales price for a single-family home smaller than 910 square feet increased 14% in May through August compared with the same period a year ago. The average price for homes larger than 2,800 square feet declined by the same amount. Smaller homes really got beaten up hard by the foreclosure boom, and now they're rebounding, said one analyst. So some good news, some bad news there. Denver Post reports a proposal to keep Frontier Airlines facilities and many of its 4,800 employees in Denver has been pulled together by local officials after the carrier's new owner said a Denver tax may force a move elsewhere. Details on the proposal are scarce, but among the items expected to be in the package developed by Colorado and Denver economic development officials is a way around Denver's 3.6% sales and use tax. This makes me incredibly, incredibly uncomfortable. And I say that because what you're seeing is what typically happens. A company threatens to leave because of some tax it doesn't like, and then politicians tripping and stumbling all over themselves to gut our tax structure. Remember, the city of Denver is facing a massive budget deficit. The state of Colorado is facing a massive budget deficit. And now we've got a company threatening to leave unless we lower unless we reduce one of the tools that we use to raise revenue here. In 2008, Denver collected $468 million in sales and use tax. Of that, between $2.5 and $3 million was generated by tax on aircraft and parts. The city's proposal also might include a waiver of Colorado's 2.9% aviation fuel tax, of which 65% is used for airport infrastructure projects and 35% is returned to the airlines. So we're going to watch this closely to see if the new owners of Frontier Airlines are doing their best to try to screw over our city and our state. I think it's pretty shady, and I'm not saying I don't understand that the airline is having some problems, but this is the classic example of companies using their leverage to screw over the tax base, right? So when you hear about Denver cutting services, Denver cutting programs for homeless people, remember this story, and we will make sure to track this and see what's going on. We'll try to get somebody on to talk about whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. I'm going to withhold judgment, but I get nervous when I see corporations threatening to leave and politicians then swooping in, slobbering all over them. At the same time, those same politicians are slashing services for the rest of us. Other news, Denver Post business section. Colorado car and truck buyers claim $37 million of the $3 billion in incentives offered under the just-ended Cash for Clunkers program. So $37 million. Colorado, to put the additional sales in perspective, the new car registrations in Colorado averaged 7,700 a month in the first half of the year. And Colorado, from July to August, got a boost of 8,900 vehicles. So that's a big jump. Here's the story about Betsy Markey that's making some headlines. It's pretty controversial. The headline, Markey, Medicare will take hit. Some people, including Medicare recipients, will have to give up some current benefits to truly reform the nation's health care system, Congresswoman Betsy Markey, the Democrat, told a gathering of constituents in Fort Collins yesterday. Markey has repeatedly said during the August congressional recess that Medicare spending needs to be reined in to help pay for reforming the broader health care system. Quote, there's going to be some people who are going to have to give up some things, honestly, for all of this to work, Markey said. I disagree with her. Most of the cuts, quote-unquote cuts to Medicare, are cuts to the so-called Medicare Advantage plan. That's the plan, the controversial Republican plan, not the typical traditional Medicare plan. It was something added to Medicare that had Medicare subsidize private insurance. Democrats fought it, said it was a huge waste. It's turned out to be a massive waste, a massive subsidy, a giveaway to the insurance industry. The major cuts being talked about to Medicare are to take that money and redirect it into more traditional Medicare programs and other efforts to expand coverage. So I don't substantively agree with Betsy Markey that Medicare recipients are going to have to take a hit. However, Markey did reiterate, we have to do health care reform because we're Americans. So she's trampling all over her own message. One of the big constituencies that's afraid of health care reform are seniors who are afraid, as I said, I think wrongly, that this is going to mean reductions in Medicare. Markey saying she supports health care reform, supports a public option, and yet she's giving credence to this idea that Medicare recipients are going to be hurt. It's just a lot of nonsense. Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, he was in the Fort Collins, Colorado a couple days ago making the right point that improving the nation's health care system and reining in federal spending are critical, and here's the key, intertwined issues. We cannot do budget reform. We cannot get the deficit under control without reforming our health care system. Denver Business Journal reports two Texas companies accused of securities violations in Colorado have countersued the Colorado Division of Securities. Attorneys announced on Wednesday in July, State Securities Commissioner Fred Joseph filed a complaint in Denver District Court against Dallas-owned Gulf Coast Western, its CEO, and HEI Resources, whose assets were acquired by Gulf Western in 2008. The complaint alleges that the companies defrauded investors by selling interest in oil and gas drilling operations through unlicensed sales representatives. So a suit and a countersuit here in our state. Pueblo Chieftain reports Colorado state health authorities have filed a second lawsuit against the U.S. Army, alleging it needs to do more to protect the public from the dangerous weapons stored at the Pueblo Chemical Depot. So that situation goes on. The Greeley Tribune reports that a Fort Lupton man who threatened to kill 24 horses before going to jail to start serving a 90-day sentence may just start serving that sentence a few days early. Trenton Parker is in jail today after his bail agent revoked his bond from a March assault against a co-worker. And this is in response to that disgusting flyer that he's putting out there asking for people to help him shoot down 24 horses on his property. The Tribune also reports that a four-mile stretch of the river up in northern Colorado, the Poudre River in northern Colorado, a four-mile stretch of the Poudre, has been closed to recreational use after an asphalt spill from a truck that crashed into the river. Authorities say about 500 gallons of hot asphalt got into the river Tuesday when the tanker truck lost control and crashed. And in our final story of the Colorado News Update, the future of the controversial so-called Clean Government Amendment 54 has been fast-tracked by the Colorado Supreme Court. This week, the court directed attorneys to submit records by next Friday, September 4th. The amendment, described by its authors as a means to combat pay-to-play corruption, passed as a Colorado ballot initiative last year. Its far-reaching effects, some intended, and just as many unintended, began playing out immediately after the new year's. Campaign contributions in the state fell off as donors and their attorneys guessed at the full scope of the law the amendment would create. Lawsuits erupted. In June, a Denver judge put a temporary end to the amendment's authority. As expected, the Attorney General's office appealed that decision to the state Supreme Court, so we're going to get a decision on that soon here in Colorado. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and discuss the health care issue. I'll throw two issues out there. Congresswoman Betsy Markey's controversial statements that Medicare recipients will have to sacrifice in order to do health care reform. Do you think she's right, or do you think she's wrong? I think she's basically wrong. The way I read this proposal, I don't see that. I see a situation where we're going to strengthen Medicare by getting rid of the fat, getting rid of the subsidies to private health insurance companies. What do you think? 303-713-7600, and we'll duke it out on medical malpractice. Do you think, after listening in the last hour to Tom Baker, the author of The Medical Malpractice Myth, do you insist that medical malpractice and tort reform is really fueling our health care problems in this country? Do you think lawsuits are really at the heart of what is driving up health care costs in America? I don't think so. I think the data is absolutely overwhelming that it is a non sequitur. I think, as Tom Baker said, that physicians are being used and manipulated by the health insurance industry to defend the health insurance industry, unbeknownst to those physicians. Just like, by the way, is going on in the general public at these town hall meetings. The insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry, I think, are manipulating regular folks to defend the most powerful and most larcenous industries in this country. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Where do you come down on the issue of quote-unquote tort reform? We'll duke it out after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we had a couple early accidents, leaving behind some really bad backups, both of them on 25. Now, the massive one, if you're heading southbound there, basically hit the snags at 136th Avenue. The crash happened around I-76, and then had one in the backups at 84th. They have moved that off to the right-hand shoulder. It was blocking the middle lanes, but now moved off to the right-hand side. But those single-digit speeds are really slowing you down, 136th down to 76. Also, northbounders from Bellevue all the way to Santa Fe, that's due to an earlier crash, stop and go. At least the speeds are in the teens and 20s in that stretch. Got a stalled vehicle on Santa Fe at Hamden. They did finally clean up that accident northbound Parker Road at 225. Seeing a lot of traffic as well on the south end, eastbound C-470, Santa Fe to University. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with a high of 87. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
No. That's no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2010 on over 109 Harley-Davidson.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lenlau Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Lenlau Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Let Elite SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
Randy Rhodes.
Your bank has more information about you than your doctor does. Your employer has more information about you than your doctor does. But the beautiful thing about healthcare is you're protected under HIPAA, the privacy right. You know, you're not going to be able to Google Paul in Scottsdale, and I'm not going to be able to see a prostate, although I'm sure I'd love it.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
8:24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. An update on the Colorado Democratic Party headquarters vandalization. Speculation now surrounds a person who the suspect in custody is seems like he was an anarchist and not a Republican activist. Not clear what the motives were. We'll track that story, continue to track that story, and obviously it's been stated here time and time again that violence, vandalism on both sides is completely unacceptable, at least I think it's unacceptable. And I think that Pat Walk, when she came on our show, I guess it was 2 days ago, I think she was absolutely right in the sense that the rhetoric on both sides of the debates right now has gotten so heated, and I know the Republican Party of Colorado is trying to turn up the heat here and, you know, pretend to be fake outraged. You know, I wrote a column about this a while ago. It's the rise of fake outrage, and I'm sure we're going to see Dick Wad. That's what we call Dick Wadhams on this show. We're going to see Dick Wad out there in the Colorado media talking about, you know, how he's outraged that the Colorado Democratic Party seemed to imply that this was right-wing activists who vandalized the Colorado Democratic Party headquarters. It's a lot of nonsense.
David, he's asking Pat Walk to apologize publicly.
To apologize for what? When Pat Walk was on our show,
she lay blame on a conservative protester?
No, Walk said was she came on our show and she said, I've noticed that there's a lot of signs out in front of our office after the vandalization, slandering us, the Democratic Party, as National Socialists. That's absolutely true. She said she wondered whether this was all connected. And in the Denver Post, she said that the rhetoric on both sides is extremely heated. People are bringing guns to town hall meetings. Now party headquarters have been vandalized. I think it's undeniable that passions are running high. Why is that controversial? So when you hear a lot of these people running around in the Republican Party pretending to be outraged, remember, what you're watching is fake outrage. It's not real outrage. It's fake outrage. It's manufactured BS. And if you want to call up here and pretend to be fake outraged, feel free to call up and we'll deal with your fake outrage. We'll laugh at you. We always need a good laugh on a Thursday and Friday morning. So if you want to call up and scream and whine and cry that somebody slandered the right wing, feel free to call up and whine and moan and cry. We all need a good laugh. But if you can't acknowledge that what happened at the vandalization of the Colorado Democratic Party isn't a product of a political debate that's become overheated, completely overheated and completely overwrought, then may I frankly suggest you've got some serious emotional problems. All right. As promised, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and discuss healthcare now. Betsy Markey making headlines with a controversial comment saying that yesterday in Fort Collins, saying that Medicare recipients will have to sacrifice for healthcare reform. Do you believe that? 303-713-7600. I don't believe it. What I've seen of this proposal, they're proposing to cut, what they're going to cut out of Medicare is reduce the Medicare Advantage program, the program added by Republicans very recently to that program to try to use Medicare money, siphon traditional Medicare money into subsidies for private insurance. I don't think that's going to require anybody to sacrifice. Those subsidies have been proven to be wasteful. That's not traditional Medicare. Also, do you buy the idea that lawsuits are at the heart of our healthcare problems? That's the right-wing claim. The latest right-wing talking point is that lawsuits are the problem in healthcare, and we need tort reform. Tort reform will supposedly solve our problems. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bill in Douglas County. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to report on two things I heard yesterday, one on Limbaugh and one on your buddy Rosen. I thought you'd get a kick out of. Limbaugh was out waxing, railing against the idea that this health care bill and the Senate would be named after Ted Kennedy, saying how this would be a disservice to his legacy, as if Limbaugh wakes up every morning thinking about how can he preserve Ted Kennedy's legacy, right?
What a joke. I mean, really, what a joke.
I think what he's afraid of, but he would never say this, is he's afraid that if that did happen, that some people, you know, for emotional reasons, whatever, might get pulled into voting for it who otherwise might not have. And he's very afraid of that. And so he's trying to put up this false defense ahead of time, saying that it would be an insult to Ted Kennedy, you know, to do this. And I'm like, you know, that's...
And I would go even further. I was disappointed to see, and I hope this actually happens, I was disappointed to see that President Obama didn't link Ted Kennedy to the broader fight for health care. Now, I know that there's this whole, you want to talk about fake outrage. This is a fake construct in the media that it would somehow be outrageous if President Obama or another political leader used the death of Ted Kennedy, cited the death of Ted Kennedy as a reason to push health care reform. Now, I am willing, I would bet that anybody who knew Ted Kennedy well would say that Ted Kennedy would be more than happy if he did not die in vain on this cause. That Ted Kennedy would be more than happy for his passing to be the final catalyst in his lifelong fight for health care. I'd like to see not only this bill named after Ted Kennedy, but I'd like to see the Democrats find a spine and say, not dance around the death of Ted Kennedy, but say, Ted Kennedy's death gives us more of a moral imperative, even more of a moral imperative to pass this right away to honor the man's career. Now, I don't think health care reform should pass. I don't think any bill should pass simply to honor somebody passing away. Now, I don't care if it's Ted Kennedy or anybody else. But if Ted Kennedy's death can add political momentum to that, I don't think that's unclassy. I don't think it's unacceptable. I think it's exactly what Ted Kennedy would absolutely want. And I think anybody who claims otherwise, that Ted Kennedy wouldn't want that to happen, does not know the life and legacy and history of that man.
He would be honored. And, you know, for instance, if you tried to do the same with cap and trade, that would be a little bit offline because that wasn't his passion. This health care thing definitely was.
Absolutely.
So it's perfectly appropriate to link him to that. And I think Rush Limbaugh is very afraid that this is going to happen, and he's trying to preemptively head that off.
And by the way, let's not forget that George Bush, Rush Limbaugh, and the Republican Party used 3,000 American deaths on 9/11 as the overt rationale to get us into a war in Iraq, something that had nothing to do with those 3,000 American deaths. Something
absolutely.
You could not claim that those 3,000 people wanted their deaths to be used to justify. Ted Kennedy, it's obvious, it's self-evident that as you said, it was the cause of his life. He said that. That's a direct quote from him. It's the cause of my life. And if in death, his death can help us get that cause of his life passed. I don't think there's anything unacceptable about that at all.
And then another thing, quickly, on Rosen, your buddy Rosen yesterday,
mm-hmm.
a caller called in and said, way too frankly, said, you know, Mike, I think we Republicans, we got to get out there and announce our strategy is to delay, delay, delay. And Rosen was, I think, a little embarrassed by that, by the brutal frankness of that, and said, well, no, it's not delay, it's deliberate.
Yeah, well, except, you know, now we've got evidence, and I'm glad you bring this up, you know, the Republicans are worried about acknowledging their true motives here. And so Mike Rosen was backing off. But here's the thing. We now have evidence. As I mentioned in our national news update in the 7 a.m. hour, Talking Points memo reports that at a town hall meeting yesterday, Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi, the lead Republican negotiator on health care, said that if not for my obstruction, my Mike Enzi, I'm paraphrasing what he said, if not for my Republican opposition, we would already have health care, and that what I'm trying to do is not negotiate a compromise. I'm trying to gut this bill. That is what he told a Wyoming town hall meeting yesterday. So the cat's out of the bag, and I don't care if Mike Rosen or anybody else tries to hide it. That's what's really going on. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. 8:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about health care reform. Betsy Markey, the congresswoman from Fort Collins, making a controversial statement saying that Medicare recipients will have to sacrifice in order to get this national health care plan passed. Do you think she's right or wrong? And we'll talk about the medical malpractice myth. Do you think malpractice lawsuits, are really what's driving up costs for healthcare in the United States? The right wing, the conservative movement, is insisting that if we just do quote-unquote tort reform, if we just limit your right to sue insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, physicians, if we limit your legal rights, that will solve healthcare. Do you think that's true? 303-713-7600. Nate and Josh, hang on after the break. We'll get to your calls. And again, if anybody else wants to call up, 303-713-7600. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Your buddy Rosen. I love it.
I know. It's so funny.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, me and Mike are tight.
You guys are intertwined now for the rest of your
life. Yeah, me and Mike go golfing at the country club on the weekends.
Exactly. Classic love it. Anyway, Dave, still got some really heavy traffic due to an earlier crash southbound I-25. It was basically between the Turnpike and 76. Still stop and go from 136 all the way down there. Also heavy jams from 48th down past Spear Boulevard. Northbound also behind due to an earlier accident at Santa Fe. These stop and go jams go all the way into the tech center at Arapahoe Road. Brutal out there for you. Southbound 225 also stop and go. Parker Road down to 25. Northbound is also sluggish there from the Parker Curve up to Mississippi. Eastbound C-470 also falling Highlands Ranch, Santa Fe to University. Couple of new accidents. Eastbound I-70 at I-25 there. And another one at Federal and Ellsworth. Forecast, mostly sunny, perhaps a few stray clouds this afternoon. Should stay dry, though, for us. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Our current downtown temperature is 69 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Project Runway has arrived on Lifetime, and millions made it the highest-rated premiere in runway history. With one down, the designers need to step up. Watch an all-new Project Runway tonight at 8 p.m., only on Lifetime.
AM 760 and CBS.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. In this financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured, you call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Vehicle from us or not, we would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
If you owe the IRS over $15,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. You don't want the IRS to seize everything you own to settle your tax bill. And they will, and they have. They have no problem garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. They are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602. 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET. 800-700-DIET. Diet or gogetthin.com.
Morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Going up into the 80s today. Beautiful forecast for the next couple of days. Headed out to Estes Park tomorrow afternoon for a weekend. Very, very psyched. We're talking about health care reform. Betsy Markey making a controversial comment yesterday at a town hall meeting saying that Medicare recipients will have to sacrifice for health care reform. Do you think that's true? 303-713-7600. I don't think it's true at all. And then feel free to weigh in on medical malpractice. We heard from the author of the book, The Medical Malpractice Myth. You're hearing a lot of conservatives now saying that the way to solve health care reform is not to extend coverage to everybody in the country, but to simply limit lawsuits, to limit medical malpractice lawsuits. Do you buy that argument? I think it's a lot of nonsense. And I don't just think it's a lot of nonsense. The empirical data says it's a lot of nonsense. I just want to read this quote to you. This is the American Tort Reform Association, a group whose sole goal is to limit citizens' legal rights, limit lawsuits. In a 2004 LA Times story, that group was forced to admit that the much talked about quote unquote lawsuit crisis simply does not exist. Quote, there is no question that it is very rare that frivolous suits are brought against doctors. That's a direct quote. And we can get into the numbers. Tom Baker telling us that, confirming Congressional Budget Office numbers, that the entire medical malpractice cost to health to the healthcare industry is 1 to 1.5%. 1 to 1.5%. That's what the right wing would have us believe is fueling the healthcare crisis in the country. Do you buy it? 303-713-7600. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760.
Hey, yeah, I'm thinking that the problem's the other way. We need more ability to bring malpractice lawsuits because right now, you can bring it to a doctor who screws up a medical decision, But you can't bring a malpractice lawsuit to the insurance accountant who made a medical decision for you that may have caused more damage by denying you care. And if we look at this lady a couple years back who died in California because she had leukemia and the insurance company wouldn't approve the bone marrow transplant, this is malpractice.
And oh, absolutely. And this was part of the patient's bill of rights debate years and years ago, which is you're absolutely right. The people on the front line legally are the physicians and not, in most cases, the insurance companies, which are more and more directing the decisions of physicians. I mean, I love this whole talk about that the government's going to get between you and your doctor. You already have an insurance company between, in most cases, you already have an insurance industry bureaucrat between you and your doctor, and yet you're absolutely right. We cannot legally go after, you as a plaintiff cannot legally go after a insurance industry bureaucrat because of the laws on the books right now.
Well, but that's the other piece of it. We keep hearing about death panels, and one thing after listening to your brother that I was hoping to get out is, you know, how many times has a corporate death panel decided that, you know, hey, we simply don't want to pay. My trip to the Poconos is more important than your life.
Oh, absolutely. That happens all the time, and I'm really glad you bring that up. You're exactly right. That as much as the insurance industry bureaucrat gets between you and your doctor on medical decisions, we already do have a form of death panel. When an insurance company says we're not going to cover that procedure that you need to stay alive, what do you think that is? That's a death sentence. That's exactly what Sarah Palin, in all of her lunacy, was talking about. That's already happening right now. Josh, good points. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Nate in Lakewood. Nate, you're in AM760.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Pat Walk, I think first should just say, you know, the Republicans lie, misspeak, misquote, and tell half-truths every day of the year, and we never hear an apology from them, so they better just suck this one up. And as far as the health care, I think Obama and everyone ought to just debate and say, we're going to create a Teddy, just like a Freddy and a Franny, or a Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a non-profit healthcare insurance organization, and the U.S. government will back it up. And basically, what they can do to take the argument away is say that they're doing this for all the people that the healthcare industry does not cover, kicks out, and screws over.
Yeah, and I think that the problem has been is that Obama, to date, has not made that case about profit. That's been missing from this debate. He needs to be saying, we need a part of our healthcare industry, a haven in our healthcare industry that is not for profit. And I know that that's considered a radical statement to make in our hyper-capitalist, me-first economy. But it seems to me a very logical argument that there should be at least a section, an option, for people to be in the part of the healthcare economy, in a part of a healthcare economy that doesn't see the preservation of life and health as a for-profit endeavor. Thanks for the call. Linda in Denver. Linda, you're on AM760.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I am an independent and I listen to both conservative and liberal talk radio. And I think part of the problem is that it seems to be that it's a black and white kind of decision. And I think that there needs to be a multifaceted approach. I do believe that tort reform does have to be part of the package. Right now, I think there is no disincentive for anyone to sue a medical person. So I do believe that tort reform has to be part of that.
There's no disincentive?
No.
Well, I mean, that's very strange because, again, I just want to read this quote from you from the American Tort Reform Association. This is the corporate-funded organization that fights for tort reform. Quote, there is no question that it is extremely rare that frivolous suits are brought against doctors. The obvious disincentive is that most of these suits that are brought, lawyers take them on a contingency basis. And if you file a frivolous suit, you as a lawyer, you are expending a huge amount of money to prosecute that case. And the disincentive is if you file a frivolous suit and the suit gets thrown out, you've just lost a huge amount of money. You can go watch the movie. I suggest you go watch the movie A Civil Action. It's all about how, I forget the name of the lawyer, very famous book. The lawyer pushes a case and goes bankrupt. Now, obviously, there's going to be frivolous suits. That's absolutely obvious. The question, though, is whether this issue is as important, nearly as important, as conservatives make it out to be. This, I'm trying to come up with it with a metaphor here. If you have a problem that is represented by a pizza pie, and there is a tiny 1% of that pizza pie, a tiny little crust, a tiny little crumb of crust was, and I said to you, that tiny little crumb of crust is as big and as important as the entire pizza pie, you would look at me like I was an absolute lunatic. You'd look at me like I needed to be thrown into a mental institution. And yet what we have is a side of the debate that insists, no matter how much data is out there, that continues to insist that the entire issue of lawsuits against doctors is transformative, is actually driving the entire healthcare situation, which is, it's absolutely crazy. It's just crazy.
Well, I don't necessarily agree that it's to that extent. However, I don't agree on the other side that it's as minimal as you say. As you, you know,
can you can I ask you a question? And I'll let you go. I'll let you answer. Why do you not think it's as minimal when you hear the Republican-controlled Congressional Budget Office say that this represents at most 1.5% of healthcare spending? And when you've just heard Tom Baker, a not a partisan from the University of Pennsylvania, say that it is 1.5% may be exaggerated. Where do you base your idea that's not true? I'm just curious.
Okay, I will tell you where I base my idea. First of all, as you well know, if you look on the internet, which I did during the election, you can find any statistic. That
no, hold on, I'm not looking on the internet. I'm talking about the Congressional Budget Office, the Republican-controlled Congressional Budget Office. This is not some random website. The Republican-controlled Congressional Budget Office. I'm really curious to hear how you can hear that and simply insist that this is not true. Because maybe you are have more actuarial experience than the Congressional Budget Office. I'm holding out hope that you're going to tell me you do.
Well, I can tell you without some, you know, I am married to a physician, and I see the kind of lawsuits that are brought, and I think some are very appropriate, and I think some are extremely frivolous for a lot of money, and oftentimes doctors settle, and I think attorneys know that they will settle a suit rather than the cost of
Okay. So what you're saying is that your evidence for your position, regardless of all of the data, your evidence is entirely anecdotal and personal because you are married to a physician. Now, I've said this before. My brother's a physician. My dad's a physician. My uncle is a physician. My father-in-law is a physician. But I don't come into debates about public policy and offer up as evidence against actuarial data and data from experts who spend their life researching this, nonpartisan experts, in fact, some Republican experts. I don't come into arguments and debates about this citing the anecdotal data, the secondhand anecdotal data that my relatives and friends tell me. You got to come up with a better argument than that. You got to come up with a better argument than you've heard it from your husband. And I say that with all due respect. Anecdotal data, or I saw it on the internet, that's not an argument against ironclad, verifiable facts from the most unimpeachable sources. It's just not an argument. We're not really having a discussion when that happens. Thanks for the call. 852 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to continue this debate. Obviously, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Do you think lawsuits against doctors are really driving the major problem in our healthcare system. That is what the right wing claims. We'll get back to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Heavy jams coming in and out of Denver on I-25. Had a couple of crashes messing things up. Southbound, it was around the Boulder Turnpike. Still seeing stop-and-go jams at 120th to the site there around I-76. Also, northbound, Arapahoe Road to Santa Fe. Going to take you probably an extra 20 minutes to make that trip. Had a crash there as well. Westbound 36 from Wadsworth to Foothills. Heavy spot right now. Speeds in the teens and 20s there. Got a crash at the bounce trap eastbound I-70 to I-25. Another one, surface street crash, Federal and Ellsworth. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Look for a high around 87 degrees. Right now, 69 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shop Mini, now offering special 1.9% APR financing through August 31st on all Mini models, including the Mini Convertible. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com. That's RalphShopMini.com.
In clinical studies, consumers purchasing a new car from typical dealers.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free at Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, Junior's OP tops, and Kids Danskin Now and Starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling toward you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-4790. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-4790. 800-610-4790.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach $1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to $1 million, 98% will never get to $5 million, even less will get to $10 million, and then to go to $100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out, and that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
8:57 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about malpractice reform, health care reform. Let's go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I think loser pays makes sense for the legal profession period, but that's not why I called. You talk about these evil profits of the health care people and these HMOs, and I'm just curious, If you think these evil profits that your father earned from the healthcare world or your brother are evil as well, and you think they should donate those, I mean, my guess is
no. I've made this clear before, Eddie. My point is this: I think doctors and physicians need to be paid well in this society because if you can't pay people who keep people alive, let me finish. You asked the question. Let me finish. All right, we'll put you on hold, and you're gonna let me finish. You asked the question. I'll answer your question. Yes, I think doctors deserve to be paid quite well in a society. If you can't pay doctors well in a society, if you can't pay a decent amount to keep people alive, what are your societal priorities? If NBA players make $20 million a year, doctors deserve to be paid pretty well. The ripoff artists in this scheme are not doctors. They're the health insurance financing companies. They're the middlemen. They're the people who've created a for-profit Ponzi scheme. Doctors, individual doctors, are not part of that Ponzi scheme. Thanks for the call.
Mario Solis Marriage. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
96-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943.
The tax helpline is not a government agency.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. New sign of better economic days on the horizon. The Commerce Department says in the second quarter, the gross domestic product shrank at an annual rate of 1%. A better-than-expected performance, that economist Joel Naroff says, means the worst is behind us.
This report, while it tells us that we had probably the worst recession since the end of World War II, also indicates that this recession is over. Growth in the third quarter is likely, and I think we could move forward from here.
And there is another positive report out today. New claims for jobless benefits last week fell to a four-month low of 570,000. Deutsche Bank economist Carl Riccadonna puts it in perspective.
Is it still a high number? Absolutely. But is it significantly better than what we were seeing in Q1 and Q2 of this year? That's also true as well.
The number of Americans continuing to get unemployment benefits also fell last week. There are worries that amidst a rash of bank failures, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation could be running out of money. The FDIC says the fund fell 20% in the second quarter, but FDIC Chair Sheila Bair says there are no plans at the moment to borrow money from the Treasury Department. When Senator Edward Kennedy is buried at Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday, only a very select group will be able to attend his funeral. But for the next 2 days, the people he served and those who admired him will have their opportunity at the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston.
Every day people get a chance to personally honor the late senator at a building that meant a great deal to him. He worked tirelessly to help construct the library and museum for his brother John, the president in Boston's Dorchester section. For 5 hours tonight and 7 more tomorrow, Kennedy's body will lie in repose, watched by a military honor guard.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Hyannisport, where a motorcade accompanying Kennedy's body will leave for Boston in a couple of hours. One more American soldier has been killed in the war in Afghanistan. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports from the eastern part of the country that the likelihood of more bloodshed is growing.
There are a record number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, more than 60,000, and they're pushing out into areas NATO troops haven't ventured before. As they do, they're encountering more resistance in the form of roadside bombs, rocket-propelled grenades, or small arms fire. The IEDs in particular have become increasingly deadly, crude but more powerful as the U.S. military moves in additional heavily armored vehicles.
Pakistani police say at least 20 security troops have been killed by a suicide bomber at a checkpoint near the Afghan border. Another dozen people were wounded. Tropical Storm Danny is still far out in the Atlantic, but it could produce some nasty weather along the East Coast this weekend. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says residents should keep a weather eye out.
Given the storm track, it looks like the center of Danny will stay off of the Mid-Atlantic coastline. However, it could come very close to eastern Long Island or Cape Cod.
Danny's top sustained winds are now about 60 miles an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 72 points, NASDAQ 27. This is CBS News.
Hey, aren't you Mr. Opportunity?
That's me. Actually, I'm just here to help. Take this Honda Civic. Not only is it from America's greenest automaker, but it's also the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class.
Really? Hey, mind if I take our picture?
Sure. The 2009 Honda Clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Greenest Automaker Award based on a recent U.S. emissions study by the Union of Concerned Scientists. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Earl Polk & Company U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2007 for Civic and competing models.
Sears Automotive Center. Yes, we sell and install tires. And with our real-time price checks, I'll check the competition's price, and if it's lower, we'll beat it. So you're guaranteed the lowest price. And you don't need to run all over town trying to find it. You went where trying to find the best deal? That sounds horrible.
The Sears Blue Automotive Crew is offering all Goodyear tires on sale, featuring our Goodyear Weather Handler LS as low as $39.99 through August 29th. Sears Auto Center provides a wide range of automotive services by ASE-certified technicians. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Light. Well spent.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. They'll talk clean energy policy today in Fort Collins. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, Governor Ritter, and Congresswoman Betsy Markey hold a forum. It was the reverse side of the issue yesterday in Greeley as hundreds of people rallied against White House proposals. Colorado's Republican chair now speaking out about the vandalism at the Democratic headquarters in Denver. Dick Wadhams says he can't believe the Democratic chair blamed the other side for broken windows.
And it's remarkable that Pat Walk has continued to stand by her comments. I think she owes the millions of Coloradans who oppose this plan an apology for conscribing this kind of vandalism to their viewpoint.
Turns out the 24-year-old suspect who was arrested for the vandalism is a registered Democrat and a known anarchist. And the penalty for getting high in Denver could soon be lower.
Well, the panel appointed by Mayor Hickenlooper has recommended that the fine for marijuana possession be reduced down to $1, which would be by far the lowest in the nation.
Mason Tvert with the Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. The Marijuana Policy Review Panel has sent a letter to Denver County Court asking a judge to lower the fine for possessing an ounce or less of pot from $50 to $1. There are other fees. Sports, Dodgers over the Rockies 6-1 last night. The rubber match of that series this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's commute very late to recover. That thanks to a mixture of volume and earlier accidents. It's still going to take you about 30 minutes on the highway as you're trying to get from the tech center towards downtown in those northbound lanes of I-25. There's also some leftover heavy pockets on 36 heading to Boulder once you get west of Sheridan. On the other hand, where things are starting to improve are both 270 across Commerce City and then C-470 as you're traveling eastbound, pretty much Santa Fe all the way up towards I-25. Crews are working to clean up an accident eastbound I-70. This is after Pecos. They're also mopping up that crash at Federal and Ellsworth. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 80s today in sunny skies. Currently, it is 69 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Turn an ordinary day into a special treat with low Walmart prices.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pains, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins for the second time. The battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining show. Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities. Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Gentlemen.
The lineup for the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars has been announced. And like previous seasons, this one has a few celebrity surprises in store. Macy Gray, Kelly Osbourne, Aaron Carter, Donny Osmond, and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin have all been named as contestants in the show, which hits screens on September 21st.
The Republican-controlled CBO, again, I just want to power this out there for you, because you need to hear it over and over again. Quote, there is no statistically significant connection between malpractice tort limits and overall health care spending. When this came up in 2004, 2 years after that report, the Republican-controlled Congressional Budget Office reported that, quote, even a reduction, a massive reduction of 25 to 30% in malpractice costs would lower health care costs, overall health care costs, by about 0.4%, 0.4%. So when we get back to our healthcare discussion and our malpractice discussion, we're not going to debate those facts. I always say this, we don't debate facts. We can debate opinion, and you can bring new facts to the table, but we don't debate those facts. If you want to debate facts, if you want to debate whether water's wet, the sky is blue, and those kinds of things, you've got an entire radio dial of right-wing lunatics at your disposal. Here, we deal with truth on AM 760. Speaking of truth, let's go to our next guest. On the line, we have Lloyd Chapman of the American Small Business League. The American Small Business League has a new report out about the Obama administration's small business data, new data released from the federal government about where small business or supposedly small business federal contracts are going. Lloyd, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so what you've uncovered here, if I'm reading your press release right, is that confirmation of what you and the American Small Business League have been saying for a long time, that a lot of federal money that is supposedly, that is officially going or supposed to be going to quote-unquote small businesses are actually going to huge multinational corporations. Tell us what you found.
Well, of the 10 largest recipients of federal small business contracts, 85% of the money went to large corporations. Of the 100 largest recipients, 65% went to large businesses. The number one recipient of federal small business contracts in America is Textron. They're a Fortune 500 corporation with 83,000 employees and $25 billion a year in annual sales. And through their AAI division, they got $775 million in federal small business contracts, We found the government's giving small business contracts to large businesses in Korea, in England, in France, in Italy.
Okay, so I have to stop you there. How is this being allowed to happen? I mean, obviously, I think Americans have gotten used to Orwellian speak from the government, especially in the last decade. You had, you know, a clear skies initiative that was designed to pollute the skies. You had a healthy forest bill designed to destroy the forests, right? This has been going on for years and years and years. And now you've got small business, quote unquote, small business contracts and small business funds going to Fortune 500 companies. How has this happened? What legal situation has allowed this to happen?
All right. You make two good points, by the way. I'm gonna borrow your phrase. You can't debate fact. Can I use that?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure, it's all yours.
That's my new motto. You can't debate fact. To answer your question, how this happened, you had a very good point, David. Every federal policy that was ever adopted or legislation that was passed that allows Fortune 500 firms and some of the biggest companies in Europe and Asia business contracts was sold as helping small businesses. And to tell you the truth, you know, the other question was this happening. That's really the question that needs to be reported on. How is this, you know, happening? But here's what the facts say again. So I'm going to stick to the facts. The federal investigations that have been conducted on this say that in many cases it's fraudulent. Report 516 from the SB Inspector General said that people are committing contracting fraud. Another report from the SB Office of Advocacy calls it vendor deception.
Okay, so wait a minute. So hold on. So what's really going on here? What you're saying is that what's going on here is not legal.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, it's not legal from a number of ways. The other way it happens, by the way, is the government adopted a policy that allowed a Fortune 500 firm to buy a small business and then keep that status for 20 years.
Okay, now that's a case of that's legal, but that's a loophole.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something, and you can tell me what you think about this. The Small Business Act says a small business shall be independently owned, which means not publicly traded. So the government adopts policies that are inconsistent with the law and what I would call the congressional intent of passing the law. So the policy that the SBA adopted that allowed a large business to buy a small business and keep it for 20 years is inconsistent with the law that says that a small business shall be independently owned. The law also says that when determining small business size status, you have to use the number of employees of the parent company. So actually, it's illegal for Textron to receive federal small business contracts, but the SBA did adopt a policy that allows it. But again, the policy is inconsistent with the law.
We're talking to Lloyd Chapman. He's the president of the American Small Business League. A new report, new data out showing that a huge amount of federal contracting money that is supposed to be going to small business is going to huge multinational companies that are anything but small. Now, it's interesting that you make the point that this is not legal, right? So that statutorily there are all sorts of laws that are being broken or in some cases circumvented in not really a legal way. So the obvious question is then, well, is this a matter of enforcement of the law? Is this a matter of getting an administration to within its own rights, without needing new legislative changes, simply changing what it's doing, simply executing the laws differently? Or is this a matter of we need new legislation to solve this problem?
Well, you know, I think at this point in time we need new legislation, and I've written a bill called the Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act, H.R. 2568, that's been introduced into the House of Representatives. Now, this situation has gone on for a decade. It started in 2000. It's about $1 million a minute. So $1 million a minute in federal funds that should be going to the middle class are going to, you know, some of the biggest companies around the world. My bill will stop it immediately.
And give us the number of the bill again.
It's H.R. 2568.
Who introduced it?
Hank Johnson.
The Democrat of he represents down in Atlanta. And that's great. And here's what we're going to do. We actually have a call on the line who wants to ask you a question.
Sure.
About this. Let's take it right now. Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David and guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I've heard your guest, I'm sorry, guest, I forget your name, but I've heard you on a few times, and there's always been a question that kind of rattled around in my head. You know, I worked for a large Fortune 100 company for many years, and I know for us in engineering, when we got our budget and our money, most of that money went off to hire small contractors to come and do work for us. So I'm just kind of wondering, I understand that a lot of the money is going to big businesses, and maybe that's not right, but I'm wondering how much of that money then eventually trickles down to the small contracting engineering companies that these large Fortune 500 companies that are getting the money might pass on, and if you have any data on that. And I'm going to just listen to you guys offline. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jim. Let me add to that question. So he's asking about how much of this money is a deliberate pass-through from the company to a subcontractor that is a small business, as opposed to I want to separate that out from the other not deliberate, not calculated situation where you give money to a giant corporation and it accidentally trickles down. I mean, there is certainly a situation where a federal contract comes in and it's deliberately, in a calculated way, passed on to a small business contractor, as opposed to this general Reagan-esque argument of trickle down. I think that's what Jim was getting at. What's your answer to that, Lloyd?
Well, first of all, it's irrelevant.
How do you mean?
It's what's going on here is illegal, but I will answer Jim's questions. No,
well, legally that's not relevant. Shouldn't be happening. But
it's whether it's trickling down or not doesn't really matter. That's irrelevant. But it's not trickling down because here's the thing: federal law requires that prime contractors that get federal small business contracts to award 23% of those contracts to small businesses. And the prime contractors are using the same companies that the federal government uses for small business. So when Lockheed or Boeing gets a small business contract, they'll give small business contracts to the companies in England and Holland and France and the other Fortune 500 corporations. So the money is not trickling down, and the reports show that, and that's actually been shown in reports since, I think, 2003.
It's fair to say, and I think you probably agree, that sure, there are going to be examples of federal supposedly small business funds being passed through from a large corporation to a small subcontractor, but those are grossly outnumbered by the amount of federal small business money that either goes straight large corporation and stays there or is passed through from one large corporation to another.
Absolutely. So 77% of the contracts, you know, can go to anybody the government wants to, but 23% should go to small businesses. And let's think of it this way. So we're in a recession, right?
Right.
I've lost half my life savings, and my house isn't worth what I paid for it 10 years ago. People are losing their jobs like crazy, their health care. People are in big trouble in this country. The Small Business Act was one of the first economic stimulus bills ever passed, and Congress realized in 1953, since most Americans work for small businesses, since small businesses create over 50% of the gross domestic product, and here's the key statistic, and since companies with less than 100 employees create 98% of all net new jobs, it certainly makes sense to make sure that at least 23% of that money goes to small businesses. Well, that's never been more important than it is right now. And the bottom line is, it didn't really matter what the excuse is. You know, the bottom line is that money is not going to small businesses in the middle class. And to me, it didn't really matter why. The government says it's accidental, by the way. So if you were to call up someone from the SBA, they would tell you that this is an accident.
Right. And that, of course, that's a message of incompetence. Lloyd Chapman of the American Speak, thank you so much for filling us in on this. You're a regular guest here, and we really appreciate you keeping us updated on this. Hang on, if you can. I want to ask you a question offline in the break, okay?
All right.
921 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Denver Post editorial page editor Dan Haley about the Denver Post's big and powerful editorial endorsing the public option. We'll ask what went into that thinking. The Denver Post, kind of a conservative editorial page, a big shocker there from that editorial. So stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. The traffic's starting to improve a little bit for us. It has been a pretty brutal morning. 25, still sluggish due to those early accidents. Going to hit some jams southbound side 120 to the Boulder Turnpike. again from 70 past Spear. Northbounders jamming from 225 to Santa Fe. That's slow also due to an earlier crash. Stop and go right now in Wadsworth all the way out to Boulder at Foothills. Also, both directions of Colfax shut down between Vrain and Utica. That's approximately Sheridan and Federal for a water main break. Traffic is being detoured around the closure. That's a pretty busy stretch anyway, so expect some pretty decent delays there. Also, some heavier traffic eastbound I-70 Federal to 25 due to an earlier crash. Your forecast, mostly sunny. Perhaps a few stray clouds this afternoon. Should stay dry, though. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Our current downtown temperature is 70 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schomp Mini, where every Mini Cooper includes three.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
They have no problem garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. They are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602. 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Still taking your calls about medical malpractice insurance and reform. Do you think lawsuits are at the heart of the healthcare problem? That's what the conservative movement is now arguing, that, oh, we can't do healthcare reform because all we need to do to reform our healthcare system is to simply limit lawsuits, limit medical malpractice lawsuits, and that will solve the whole problem. Do you believe that? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Brian in Lafayette.
Hey.
Hey there.
David, always good to hear an intelligent and rational person on the radio.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
However, I kind of have to take you to task a little bit, just in general. It's a problem I have with a lot of my fellow progressives. Just when I'm listening to you and you're saying the problem is not frivolous lawsuits, and you're mentioning the statistic around 1% of costs, I'm kind of wondering how you easily dismissed and were a little bit condescending to the lady who was talking about her husband who was a doctor, because I'm wondering about the hidden costs and effects of the fear
right.
of that litigation.
Well, we talked about this earlier with Tom Baker, who is the University of Pennsylvania law school professor, who is one of the leading nonpartisan, by the way, nonpartisan experts. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book called The Medical Malpractice Myth. And I asked him precisely that question. And what he said was, first of all, the actuaries who do the analyses for places like the Congressional Budget Office try to factor that in, and they try to overestimate those costs so that they can get a sense of what are the possible cost savings. He also made the good point, and I think it's an important point, that defensive medicine, a lot of quote-unquote defensive medicine, is what we want out of the system, in the sense of if you have no incentive for quote-unquote defensive medicine, you may get wide disparities, much wider disparities in quality of care. So let me put it into, and this is exactly what I, and if I'm, so if for audience members who have heard this, I hope I'm not repeating myself, but I think of it this way. We have laws on the books that say to toy manufacturers, children's toy manufacturers, you can't use, lead or all sorts of other hazardous chemicals on children's toys. And that means that those companies, product liability law, means that companies have to manufacture defensively. I'm just using the same terminology, defensive product manufacturing, out of fear of product liability lawsuits. Now, if you take away that product liability law, if you take away the ability of people to seek legal redress,
or maybe just modify it,
Or if you limit it, I mean, here's the thing. Remember, the idea of capping medical malpractice awards, that's the only, that's asking for a special exclusion, right? We don't have caps on if you buy a toy for your kid and it's covered in lead. There's no cap on the amount of damages that a jury can award, because we trust it to a jury. Basically what we're saying is, and this is an important point here, which is that the legal system needs to have the flexibility. Juries need to have the flexibility to say, this case is frivolous, get it out. This case is especially egregious, so we're going to award punitive damages. This case, here are the damages that are appropriate for this. So we don't legislate that, because we understand that that cases absolutely vary. Sure, there are frivolous lawsuits out there.
But David, I was going to say, because I wanted to get off the frivolous part and just the concept of lawsuits in general, because a lot of times the public, I kind of go away, but the public perceives myself being one of them, and there's the perception that the cost of lawsuits in general, the whole concept revolving around punitive damages to doctors in general, is one of the factors kind of twisting and misshaping our whole medical system.
But again, I'm giving you the data here. I am giving you the ironclad data. This is, again, the CBO, no statistically significant connection between malpractice tort limits and overall healthcare spending. Even a reduction, which would be massive, of 30% in malpractice costs would lower healthcare costs overall by only about 0.4%. There's also studies about what happens when you do tort reform, when you limit lawsuits, and you don't regulate the insurance industry. The insurance industry pockets the difference. Listen to this. Just listen to this. A 2005 study by Missouri's insurance commissioner reported that over the last 5 years, the amount the major medical malpractice insurers collected in premiums more than doubled, while their claim payouts remained flat. So what you have here is a situation that is a very small part of overall healthcare costs.
But David, that's what I mean, because you're kind of taking one part, I think, to prove a point, move a point forward. And my point is the whole perception around malpractice, the fear, even if the cost of litigation itself goes down.
And I've answered your question. What I said is two things. And I'll say it again, which is A, the actuaries who study this, when they factor in the total amount of savings that you could get from tort reform, factor in defense, quote unquote, defensive medicine. And B, as Tom Baker, the University of Pennsylvania law professor, said, defensive medicine, the quote unquote defensive medicine, a huge part of that is actually what we want. We want there to be a legal disincentive for a legal incentive for doctors to be careful. Because if there is no legal incentive for doctors to be careful, then there are going to be some doctors, certainly not all, certainly not the majority, But there are going to be some doctors who will be less incentivized to be careful. I mean, is it sure you can give me an example of doctors over-testing because they're afraid of lawsuits. But my response to that is that, one, that may not be necessarily so bad in the sense that we want a medical system that errs on the side of caution. And B, and I guarantee you most doctors will say this, most doctors will say, well, look, a lot of the tests that I perform because I'm mostly concerned with my patient. I'm not really thinking as much about lawsuits. I'm thinking about my patient. And believe me, I've been in arguments with a lot, I got a lot of doctors in my family, and I've been in arguments with them. And when you tell them that they are acting out of their own economic self-interest, they say, they will tell you immediately, no, no, no. The main thing on my mind is taking care of my patients. And for the most part, I absolutely believe that. So there's your answer. And I think one other thing I should add. Tom Baker made this point. The people who claim defensive medicine, quote-unquote defensive medicine, even with the actuarial estimates, including estimates of those costs, the people who simply stick to that point, stick to it because it is, at some level, hard to measure. When you corner people with actual data, what they go to is non-data. They go to those gray areas. They retreat. And let me respectfully say that those gray areas are the last refuge of people who are trying to distort the debate. Thanks for the call. 9:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Up next, Dan Haley, the editorial page editor of the Denver Post, on the Denver Post's big controversial editorial in support of the public option. Stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still seeing some heavy jams on 25 north and southbound. If you're trying to get it downtown from the Tech Center, jams from 225 to Santa Fe. Speed's starting to improve, though, in the 20s and 30s. Also going to be heavy on the southbound side, 120th to Boulder Turnpike. That's where we had a couple different early accidents. Also heavy from I-70 past Spear. If you're going to Boulder, expect to add about 5-10 minutes between Wadsworth and Foothills, Foothills Highway there. As you get into Boulder, that's a pretty long stretch, but pretty slow going there on the turnpike for westbounders. Also a little heavy eastbound I-70 around the mousetrap due to an earlier crash. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. A high of 87. Right now, 75 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
The rivalry moves to Boulder September 6th under the lights at Folsom Field, and you need to be there. The CU Bucks.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
Boulder.com for more information.
Creekside Tree Nursery.
Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out.
Buy one tree, get one free.
Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to 1 million, 98% will never get to 5 million, even less will get to 10 million, and then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out, and that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before, thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a no-risk tax review and get powerful information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience, including pickup and drop-off. If you need us, we're here. Call 303-761-8841 or go to CottmanDenver.com.
Hi, 39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. A little bit more on medical malpractice and tort reform. I just wanted to fill you in. Just a little bit more data. And I encourage you, if you're really interested in this issue, here's a shameless self-promotion. Pick up my book, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. I'm just going to give you some statistics out of here. In 2005, the New York Times reported that a newly released nonpartisan study showed that, quote, net claims for medical malpractice paid by 15 leading insurance companies have remained flat over the decade. Yet in that same time period, when less money was going out the door to pay medical malpractice claims, quote, net premiums have surged for doctors 120%. Now, this is really important, right? So as medical practice claims and payouts, by the way, payouts, settlement payouts or at trial payouts, as those went flat, the premiums that medical malpractice insurers charge doctors went up by 120%. So the insurance companies were having to pay out less in damages and in settlements, and yet we're charging doctors more for insurance policies. Another study, 2005 study by Missouri's insurance commissioner, found that over the last 5 years, the amount the major medical malpractice insurers have collected in premiums has more than doubled, while their claims payouts have remained flat. So if you want to talk about malpractice issues and you want to offer up an empirically based suggestion for dealing with this issue, which again is a very small issue in overall healthcare spending, we're talking about 1 to 1.5% of total health spending at most, according to the Republican-controlled Congressional Budget Office. If you want to really talk about this issue, despite its relative smallness in the healthcare debate, one thing that I think is absolutely legitimate is talking about insurance industry reform, insurance regulation. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. In California in 1988, voters approved a referendum placing limits on how much insurers, malpractice insurers, could charge doctors. The results were stark. According to the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights, quote, medical malpractice rates in California began to fall immediately. Within 3 years of the passage of insurance reform, total medical malpractice premiums dropped by 20%. So what makes medical malpractice insurance premiums drop, which offers up physicians some savings, which theoretically can be passed on to patients, is when you crack down on the insurance industry, not when you crack down on people's right to go to court. This is the data here. I mean, I don't know how much more clear it gets. And let me be really clear about my own position. I am not opposed to common sense legal reform. There has been a reform, for instance, that has been proposed and passed in a couple of states where before you can move forward with a malpractice case, you have to submit your case to a board of lawyers and doctors, a nonpartisan, disinterested board that then forwards a recommendation to a court, a recommendation about whether the case has merit or not. That has limited suits, but it has, you can still proceed forward with your court case. I am uncomfortable telling the vast majority of citizens that they don't have legal rights. I don't think that's good for anybody. And I don't think it's good for anybody to limit people's legal rights when the Republican-controlled Congressional Budget Office has twice reported that even if you did the most draconian things that the conservatives want, even if you effectively cut off everybody's right to file any kind of malpractice lawsuit, that we would only save at absolute most 1% of total health care spending. I am not comfortable with shutting the courtroom door on people because of that. And I don't really understand those who are. And I think that as Tom Baker, the University of Pennsylvania Law School professor, told us earlier, what is really going on here is the insurance industry is manipulating physicians into supporting a policy that is designed to protect the insurance industry, that continues to charge and rip off physicians. It's exactly what's going on in the overall healthcare debate, where you have the insurance industry whipping up patients against a health care reform bill that would stop the insurance companies from ripping off patients. Now, I've thrown out all the stats about medical malpractice. What say you? 303-713-7600 is the number again. 303-713-7600. The AM760 Progressive Dojo is open. Come into the dojo and let me know if you still are going to insist that lawsuits are what's driving, are the key driver of health insurance costs in this country. I want to hear from you. 303-713-7600. We've had a couple calls. One caller called up and insisted on this. I gave her all the data and she said, well, she has friends who are doctors and they say they don't like lawsuits. Well, here's nobody likes lawsuits. But you got to give me an empirical argument. Don't just say you know anecdotally. Give me some facts. Deborah in Centennial. Deborah, you're on AM760.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am in the healthcare administration field. I deal with insurances, patients, doctors on a regular basis. I will tell you that you are absolutely correct and that nothing is going to change anything unless we have insurance reform, because I work for physicians who have never had a lawsuit in 20, 30 years, whose insurance, malpractice insurance, has not gone down one iota. And I find it incredible that the right is saying that this is something that's going to solve all the problems and lower doctors' malpractice insurance costs. As long as insurance companies are for-profit businesses, there will never be true savings to anyone.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is I everywhere you look, no matter where, what state you look in, the data is so clear. When you limit people's legal rights and you don't have any insurance reform whatsoever, the insurance companies pocket the difference. The insurance companies have to pay out less. They don't lower doctor premiums. They simply pocket the difference. And it's just, it's overwhelming.
Absolutely, David. And I've also seen true victims who have been involved in lawsuits who have not received any kind of percentage that will really help them after they have to pay their attorney.
And that's the other side of the story, right? That's the other tragedy of the story, which is that if you really do go ahead and shut the courtroom door on people, you're going to have a huge number of not going to be able to get the kind of resources they need to go on living their lives. I mean, that's the, you know, Tom Baker made this point. He's the author of The Medical Malpractice Myth. You know, if malpractice costs total, costs 1.5% of total health care costs in this country, why are we assuming that, that's all bad, right? I mean, there are people who are legitimately wronged out there. There is a sizable portion of that cost that is quite legitimate, where somebody gets their arm cut off or their leg cut off and they can't work anymore. You shut the courtroom door on those people, you're relegating them to the scrap heap. Deborah, thanks so much for the call. 9:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll, after the break, go to Dan Haley, the editorial page editor of the Denver Post, about the Denver Post big editorial about the public option. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
All right. We've got just a couple spots with residual traffic. Northbound I-25, I-225 to Santa Fe. That's where we had an earlier accident. Also going to be jammed southbound side from I-70 past Spear. And if you're heading to Boulder, we got some speeds in the 20s and 30s from Wadsworth out to Foothills. And if you're on the west end of Colfax, still some closures there between Vrain and Utica, basically Sheridan and Federal for a water main break, being detoured around the closure if you're driving around that area. So I do expect some pretty lengthy delays. The forecast, mostly sunny, perhaps a few stray clouds this afternoon. Should stay dry, though. Highs in the upper to mid-80s. Our current downtown temperature is 75 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Riding a motorcycle takes skill, balance, and quick reaction time, but riding under the influence of alcohol just takes stupidity. Ride smart and sober. Cops are cracking down on drunk drivers and riders this summer. Learn more at clmotorcyclesafety.com.
It's time to shop the authority. Hurry into Sports Authority this week during our running sale.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much-anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory-subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low-rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercuries, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
5:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. on the line with us now, as promised. Dan Haley, the editorial page editor of the Denver Post. The Denver Post made a big splash on Sunday with its editorial in support of the public option. Dan, the Denver Post editorial page is not what you would call a radical, communist or socialist bastion of, leftist thought. And yet this editorial was very, very strongly supportive of the public option. I'm curious, what went into the thinking behind this editorial? What was the, was it a heated debate among the editorial board? Because when I read this, I was like, whoa, I can't believe they've come out and said this. Although I guess I've stepped back a little bit and said, I can't believe that the debate has moved so far in a weird direction that it's shocking that the Denver Post would support this. What was the debate like on the editorial board?
This isn't 100% everybody behind the decision.
Right.
But what's happened is we've watched this debate sort of change in the last, X number of years, 10 years, from where, as you said, it's sort of the lefty guys, pushing healthcare reform to, we've seen business leaders, Republicans, not Republican lawmakers per se, but Republicans, conservative business leaders, walk into our editorial board over the last several years and say, this is necessary. We need healthcare reform. We need something to bring down costs, and or else we're not going to survive. We'll drop our insurance plans. We'll get rid of these things, and our employees will be, left to fend for themselves. So we've watched this debate change. We've seen these healthcare costs rise, and we realize the only way to do that is to have some sort of public option. Or I shouldn't say the only way to do that. Who knows what's out there? What somebody might be able to come up with. But right now, the clearest and easiest way to do that is to have that, certainly the easiest way to have a consumer mandate for insurance, which we also believe is necessary. You have to have, everybody has to get into the pool here, is to have a public option. So, that's where we ended up. Now, we had talked about it a little bit over the last several weeks, and we've talked about healthcare sort of piecemeal, because these bills are just so gigantic. I'm not comfortable getting behind the entire thing. I don't know what's in there, 1,000 pages. So we've been talking about a piecemeal and never, really decided one way or the other to come out in favor of the public option until we heard people talking about taking it off the table.
And I think that's been the part that's missing here, which is that there's this strange idea out there that you can say you're, and we've heard this from Blue Dog Democrats, from some Republican lawmakers, that you can be conceptually for healthcare reform, worried about healthcare reform's costs, but against the public option. To me, those three positions don't seem like you can hold them together.
I don't think so. And I don't think the co-ops work either. I think that's just something that they're throwing out there to kind of get you off track. And you need, to us anyway, it seems like a strong public option needs to be available.
Well, and you watch the politics in this state, in this region. Do you sense that this debate is changing? I mean, do you think that we're going down the road of the angry town hall on both sides, by the way, is going to push this debate sort of over the cliff? Or do you think, because that's the some of the thinking right now, another line of thought says, well, no, this is the natural preview to a bill being passed. Where do you think, if you can play prognosticator for a second, where do you think this is going?
It's tough. I really have no idea. My gut says they're going to go back and they're going to pass some watered-down version of healthcare, and everybody's going to pat themselves on the back, and we're not going to get another bite of this apple for another generation. That's probably my fear in terms of how all this goes down. We had Mike Kaufman in for an editorial board meeting mm-hmm. this week, and he was talking about different things, healthcare being one of them. And he's on the opposite side of us on the public option, certainly. But he talked about these healthcare in the town hall forums, and he said, I talked to some of my colleagues in July when we came back from our recess, and they said, the Democratic colleagues, man, good thing we passed cap and trade before the break, or it never would have passed because we got nailed at our town hall meetings. And they're getting nailed at their town hall meetings now for health care. So if those same guys go back, and having to vote on it, they may not vote on it.
And I completely agree with you. I do think it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of situation. And that's the reason to get it right. I know there's this idea, well, we'll pass a part of it and then come back to it later. I think that's code for we're really not going to deal with this. I'm sure the Post editorial board and you as a columnist on Sunday will be dealing with this more. Let's check in more as this debate continues. I really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care.
You too.
That was Dan Haley of the Denver Post editorial board there. Controversial and, I think, admirable editorial about the need for the public option made a big splash last Sunday. Of course, I've taken issue with the Denver Post on its editorializing against the Employee Free Choice Act and in support of some other tax policies that I don't support. So let's be really clear. If you have the Denver Post, an editorial board, as I said, that's not known for its radical socialist thought, to say the least, coming out and saying the public option is absolutely necessary, and the editorial page editor of that paper saying that this is probably a once-in-a-generation kind of opportunity, you should take that as a sign that this is not just a line of thought that's coming from the quote-unquote left. What you should do is take it as a sign that the fact that it's surprising that the Denver Post has come out and had to use an editorial to come out in support of this, what's surprising is that the political debate has moved so far to the right that that is surprising. All right, that's the show for today. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Christy Harvey. We'll do more on the medical malpractice stuff. We'll duke it out. Until then, I'll be on my patio with my sandals.
If your car... When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Comes to the Grizzly Rose September 11th. Buy a pair of tickets for half price at am760.net. Mark Chestnut, September 11th. Get in with Bargain Watch for $20 a pair, normally $40. Brought to you by Comcast.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's progressive.